KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera...
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Your body retains sodium, but you might not meet those criteria, and your doctor is saying, oh, you're kind of a nervous person. And what beta blockers do is they interfere with the effects of adrenaline. And adrenaline is the fight or flight hormone, and people who are anxious might be experiencing high levels of adrenaline. throughout the day or inappropriately, like minor irritations, not necessarily being chased by a saber-toothed tiger as nature has engineered, you know, millions of years ago. We had fight or flight to escape from danger. But now danger impinges everywhere, you know, like you turn on cable TV, your blood pressure goes up because, oh, my God, what's happening in the world? Beta blockers can be effective for that, and I've used them for patients who have your type of high blood pressure. And I got to say, I can't think of anything that is a natural beta blocker. Beta blockers have a unique ability to block adrenaline. You can use a little more magnesium. Magnesium has a bit of a calmative effect and a blood pressure lowering effect in people who have your type of high blood pressure. CBD might help because it is somewhat calmative, but my problem with these types of things for anxiety is I think we need a more of a holistic approach to anxiety. You know, let's look at the root cause of the anxiety. Maybe you need some psychotherapy with cognitive behavioral therapy to kind of reframe your daily experiences. Maybe you need to exercise. Exercise is a good hedge against anxiety. Maybe you need to do some breathing exercises, or maybe meditation and relaxation techniques appeal to you, although people who are very anxious sometimes find it hard to initiate these kind of processes. So I would take a more fundamental approach to the anxiety rather than seek a natural pill to quash the anxiety. And if blood pressure is really a concern, your blood pressure is spiking, I don't have a big problem with you taking a beta blocker, and it might even take the edge off your anxiety. Often performers use beta blockers, people who have stage fright, which is one of the most ubiquitous forms of anxiety. You know, how do you provoke anxiety in experimental subjects and studies is make them do an extempore speech in front of an audience. And that will get a lot of people into a very highly adrenalized state. And so performers sometimes will take a beta blocker just to alleviate the jitters and just take the edge off a high-stake performance, reduce performance anxiety. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, let's talk about MitoPure, because it's something that I've discovered is really a revolutionary supplement. It's urolithin A, and Timeline works on the mitochondria, as the name suggests. It ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathways. We age, our cells build up damage, and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. It's a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. So you can boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I'm waiting for my shipment from Timeline. It should arrive today or tomorrow. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase. They also have great topical products because the skin is nourished by urolithin A as well. They have introduced all new MitoPure gummies. So visit timeline.com/Hoffman and use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure today. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. Okay, I promised to talk about social media, and I kind of suck at social media. I mean, I will post something on Facebook or X, formerly known as Twitter, and even if it's like what I consider like a great article, you know, I get, you know, maybe 8, 10, 12, you know, likes. Whereas other people, they get sometimes thousands and thousands of likes. And so what is it that drives people on social media, especially when it comes to political engagement, which is hot and heavy? Sometimes I go on X and I spend a few moments there and I feel like I have to take a shower afterwards. Like, whoa, some of the stuff on X is nuts. Okay, so they did a large-scale study in several countries examining how three things, psychopathy, narcissism, and FOMO, which stands for fear of missing out, influence online political participation. And what they've concluded is that dark personalities drive online political engagement. Then there's Machiavellianism, which is kind of, you know, just being like Machiavelli, you know, being someone who is aggressive in achieving your aims by whatever means possible. And it's kind of a cynical approach to advancement. And then there's narcissism, people who are extraordinarily self-centered, have little consideration for others. So the dark triad, psychopathy or psychopathy, Machiavellism, and narcissism, that's the dark triad. It turns out that across eight countries, people high in psychopathy and FOMO engage more in digital political activities. Narcissism predicted participation in certain countries, not in China, for example, but narcissism was associated with political participation in the U.S. And they say these traits are often linked to manipulative, self-serving, and even antisocial tendencies. The fear of missing out, or FOMO, is a relatively new psychological construct born of the digital age. It describes the anxiety some people feel that others are having rewarding experiences without them. And it's closely tied to compulsive social media use. People who feared being left out of the social and political conversation are more likely to jump into discussion, share posts, and engage in political content online. But it's not because they were driven by a sense of political duty. It was more because they just wanted to belong and not miss out. Now, interestingly, and this is reassuring to me, why I kind of suck at social media, intelligence dampens social media engagement. So higher cognitive ability was associated with less participation overall and moderated the effects of darker traits. So you could have a little bit of psychopathy, you could be a little Machiavellian, and you could be a little narcissistic, and you could be kind of influenced by FOMO. But if you were smart, you had more impulse control, and you were less likely to engage in compulsive political argumentation, which reaches a fever pitch sometimes, and divides families and divides. I got it to the point where I've had friends where I've just had to say, I need to take a break. I need to take a break from them. Like, I'm sorry, I'm going to hide this for a month. And if you post about, you know, the wonderful trips you're taking or your grandchildren or things like, fine, I'm okay with that. Or maybe some reminiscences about, you know, our hometown where we grew up. But please do not foist your vociferous political opinions on me, because, well, maybe that's just a sign of dark personality traits that emerge online. It's a modern phenomenon. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra Support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra Support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Extra Support Sleep and Calm Wellness Blends. You heard me talk about the many benefits of my FullScript online supplement dispensary. Now here's another great reason to become part of the family, the award-winning FullScript mobile app. It helps you keep track of your health plan with features like supplement tracking, dose reminders, and a personalized layout. could easily place new orders and keep track of the ones you've already submitted. Achieving better health outcomes is within reach. Your health plan, all in one place. Plus, you'll have direct access to my personal recommendations. Trust is key. Fullscript only offers the highest quality supplements and top brands, inspected, stored, and shipped with unmatched quality controls. Life gets busy, but staying healthy doesn't have to be hard. With auto refills and refill alerts, the Fullscript app makes keeping your health a top priority easier than ever. It's a healthier reason to check your phone. Download the Fullscript app today. Available on Android and iOS, the Fullscript patient app takes the work and worry out of managing your supplement routine.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's forest camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255, and we got a recorded call to share with you, so let's hear it.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Based on a recommendation from one of your guests who is spouting the benefits of garlic, he mentioned that in the older days, lecithin was used to lower cholesterol. So I started taking lecithin, sunflower lecithin. I've taken about 2 grams a day, and I believe it's affected my cholesterol levels substantially. I'm wanting to use liquid sunflower lecithin. It says 15 grams is the normal dose. Could that be true? How much sunflower lecithin should I take to help lower my cholesterol and LDL? Thank you.
Okay, so first things first, which is do you indeed have to lower your cholesterol and HDL? I mean, we've got everybody scared about their high cholesterol, but it is not universally applicable that everybody needs to lower their cholesterol. So first I would get, you know, comprehensive assessment and see if indeed you need to lower your cholesterol. And then there are a variety of ways to do that, including, you know, the option is medication in some cases if you have a lot of plaque, which can be determined by imaging. But let's talk about soy lecithin or in this case, sunflower lecithin. Some people prefer sunflower lecithin because soy is GMO these days, so sunflower lecithin is being offered as a kind of a premium alternative to GMO soy lecithin. I am kind of skeptical as to whether lecithin really lowers cholesterol. And it may be the case that you're, you know, seeing your cholesterol lower. That might be the effect of the lecithin, or it might be coincidental. I got a study in front of me that shows that one soy lecithin capsule, 500 milligrams, was administered over a couple of months. The results showed a reduction of 41% in total cholesterol and 42 and 56% in LDL cholesterol. This is just too good to be true. This is a study, and it's in the literature, and it points out to what's called a reproducibility crisis in science and in medicine, which is that there are a lot of studies out there that haven't been bothered to be reproduced. And this is something that's been pointed out by Jay Bhattacharya, the new head of the National Institutes of Health, is that we're relying on a lot of medical literature that may be unreliable because there's not a lot of incentive in copying somebody else's methodology and doing a reproduction of a prior study that was done just to confirm it. But it turns out that a lot of the studies, once they try to reproduce the results, they don't pan out. And this is, I think, one of these too good to be true stories. So I'm glad that it's working for you and you can continue to use it. I'm a little skeptical. High-dose lecithin, not a lot of problems with high-dose lecithin. There may be some tendency for high-dose lecithin to increase levels of something that is associated with cardiovascular risk. I just think that we need more studies to see if people long-term on lecithin, even if their cholesterol is reduced, does it make a difference in the outcome? Do they have less heart disease? Do they have less heart attacks? Do they have less deaths? And that's the kind of research that's being done with medications. We need to do that with natural therapies as well. So there you have it. All right, thanks. That was a great question. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-915-8003. 800-915-8003. That's 800-915-8003.
A quarter century of probiotic excellence. Essential Formulas Incorporated proudly celebrates 25 years of innovation and leadership in the probiotic industry. Since introducing Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the gold standard in full-spectrum probiotics, in early 2000, we have remained dedicated to advancing probiotic science through research, education, and cutting-edge product development. Over the years, we have expanded our commitment by introducing groundbreaking products designed to nourish the microbiome, both inside and out, such as RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic Skincare. As we step into our next quarter century, we extend our deepest gratitude to all those who share our vision of probiotic excellence for better human health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's skincare products are available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Pressures based on skin color, gender, or religion. This is DEI in action. Divisive, toxic, and un-American. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a nation where his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. DEI turns that dream upside down. But there's hope. DEI is being rolled back through civil rights enforcement, federal funding cuts, and growing cultural resistance to its harm in schools, workplaces, and communities. America is strongest when united, not divided. Our universities should lead the way in bringing people together, not driving them apart. Visit campusreform.org to learn more about the fight against DEI on college campuses. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And, you know, I read the New York Post. It's kind of a tabloid, but it's actually a pretty accurate tabloid, you know, unlike the Inquirer or something, you know, like one of those things that you used to see in the supermarket checkout, you know, like, you know, baby grows three heads, blah, blah, blah. You know, so things that are just entirely made up. But this is a plausible story, although a very weird story. Headline, baby girl grows, quote, micro penis after lying on her dad's chest. And I'm reading here from the New York Post of last week. A baby girl in Sweden reportedly sprouted a micro penis after lying on her father's bare chest, turning a tender bonding moment into a bizarre biological blunder. And she's not the only case. A Swedish doctor is sounding the alarm, warning she's seen at least half a dozen similar cases in children. Here's what you need to know to make sure your child isn't that. So what's going on here? So, this apparently happened due to the fact that it is encouraged to have skin-to-skin contact for bonding purposes. That's what they do now with newborns. They put the newborn on the bare chest of the mom, and there's the bonding, and that this can occur for several weeks after. Breastfeeding is part of that. But do that with dads, too. That's fine. No big problem associated with that. You know, don't do it when the child is, you know, 7 years old. But, you know, in infancy, it's a good way to achieve bonding, to generate oxytocin in the child, and it's a positive thing. There's even some olfactory components that are embedded in the child's nervous system so that the child bonds more effectively with the parent. No problem there. But where does the problem arise? Is in a man who is using testosterone cream on his body. And folks, I have seen this, not with babies, but I've seen this among couples. I had several couples where the man was using testosterone and the folks were sexually active. And I would check the woman for testosterone levels. And I said, your testosterone levels are unusually high for a woman. What's up with that? Are you using testosterone? No, I'm not using testosterone. But then I realized that the husband was on testosterone. The husband was smearing testosterone on his, I don't know, on his tummy, on his chest, on his arms, on his legs. And the testosterone rubs off during physical contact and can be transferred to the female. What was happening with this child is that there were some strange things happening in terms of her sexual development. Her clitoris, which is a very tiny organ, almost, you know, basically invisible in a baby, was stimulated by the testosterone and enlarged. Hence, and this is kind of a misnomer, causing it to be identified as a, quote, micropenis. Not micropenis, but it is clitoral enlargement, which can occur from testosterone administration in excess to a child or an adult woman. And her external genitalia began to fuse together almost to form a male scrotum. So it just illustrates the profound effect that very small amounts of hormones can have on a child's development. So keep hormones away from kids. If you're going to do this practice, just be very careful to, you know, wash off the stuff or maybe apply the stuff 12 hours away from having contact with your child. Now, there are cases in reverse of how this could happen. There is actually a case that I read about, which is of the opposite phenomenon, which is of a father who had his young girl in contact with him, you know, with this this form of skin-to-skin contact called kangaroo care, used to strengthen the bond between newborns and parents. And the girl was three, and she began to have breast development and pubic hair, and she actually began to have vaginal bleeding. Now, this is with her father. So what was going on there? The father was transitioning. The father was was having a gender transition and had gender affirmation hormone therapy transitioning to female. So dad was getting estrogen applied to, I'm getting confused about the genders here, applied to his, her, their body. And the estrogen rubbed off on the female baby, who at three began to have breast development, signs of early menstruation, and development of pubic hair. Whoa, what a mess. What a mess. And so this, fortunately, can be quickly reversed with taking away the initial stimulus. But weird story. Sounds like it came right out of the Inquirer, but it is a true phenomenon and can happen. So beware. All right, 877-726-8255. Remember, folks, I'm a big proponent of CBD. We talked about it earlier as a potential treatment for anxiety. It is helpful for anxiety, and I take a product called CBD Calm at bedtime sometimes, or, you know, even if I wake up in the middle of the night, you know, maybe I'm preoccupied. I'll take a little bit of CBD Calm, and, you know, within half an hour, 45 minutes, phew, I'm gone. Without heavy-duty sedation, but it has very relaxing ingredients. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients, offering non-habit-forming options and natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order and find out about all their products, because they have wonderful topicals, they have all forms of CBD, they even have CBD-free products that incorporate natural ingredients, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new extra support sleep and calm wellness blends. All right, 877-726-8255 is our number, and we've got a call, so let's hear it.
Hi there. My name is Susie from Florida, and I have great reservations about having mammograms, because in my personal opinion, they cause cancer and or misdiagnosis of having cancer and dying of chemotherapy in a area that would not even likely develop into a cancer. The body is bombarded with all kinds of chemotherapy that ends up killing the patient, not to mention the microvascular and microcellular trauma that occurs with the mammogram itself, with bruising and hematoma, and then you have an injury inflicted by the mammogram pressure, and then on top of that, the breast is given a dose of radiation, and I won't have a mammogram. And my doctor is very respectful of that, and he says that the ultrasound won't be covered by my insurance company, so I do self-examination every month. But why is mammogram itself outlawed in some countries, and it's still going on here? Thank you.
Okay, well, first of all, it's not true that mammogram is outlawed in certain countries. There's just different standards for mammograms. In certain countries, they're more conservative about mammograms, perhaps. Maybe they start later, whereas we sometimes encourage women earlier to get mammograms. So let's look at your first objection to mammograms. Can mammograms cause cancer? And indeed, there are studies on this, because you get a certain amount of radiation, although fairly low-dose radiation with each mammogram. But say, cumulatively, if you have a mammogram every year from age 45 to age 75, you're going to get a lot of doses of radiation. So estimates vary, but there is a small but discernible increase in the risk of cancer from mammograms. That's up to, I think the highest estimate that I saw is 1.6%, but it depends on how often you have mammograms, what age you start and what age you stop. And also, it depends on the size of your breasts, because if you have small breasts, it's easier to image them and you don't have to have as many slices or views. Large breasts, or women who've had previous problems that are kind of ambiguous and require more investigation, may require a more comprehensive mammogram, in addition to the fact that updated mammograms may deliver more radiation. The so-called 3D mammograms, which are in favor these days, digital mammograms, may deliver up to twice as much radiation, although they're working on reducing the amount of radiation, so that might be reassuring to some women. So the net effect of mammograms is positive, all right? That's been demonstrated pretty conclusively, is that whereas, as you mentioned, there is a potential to get misdiagnoses, right? They'll find something, and then they'll do a biopsy, and that creates anxiety. And sometimes it even creates the need for aggressive treatment of an early cancer that might not kill you, just as with prostate cancer. Sometimes watchful waiting is the best thing, especially in an older man, perhaps an older woman who have breast cancer. detecting a breast cancer at the age of 75 may or may not be decisive in determining an outcome, because, you know, that may be the breast cancer that kills you at 111, and you won't reach that age anyway. So it really is kind of a complicated issue. And there are some studies that show that the benefits of mammograms are real, but minimal. And I think what needs to happen is we need better tests. We need better ways of imaging. We need better ways maybe of doing some kind of molecular profile, maybe a blood biopsy that can determine the presence of cancer. They're kind of working on these now, but the tests are in the early stages of development that will tell us, do you have a real cancer, or is this just some artifact that appears on the mammogram? And B, even if you do have a cancer, is it an aggressive cancer? Now, that's, I think, the future of the way we're going to be screening and testing for cancer, where we get some more precision about A, is it really cancer? B, is it cancer where treatment would make a difference in the outcome? Because merely what we're finding is that we are detecting cancer earlier through these screening methods, but and as a result, our statistics on breast cancer, we're curing a lot of women with breast cancer. Well, one of the reasons for that is we're discovering very early cancers that may, some of which may not be consequential. And we're treating them very aggressively, and then that's considered a success, when maybe if we didn't do that much screening, the cancers would remain small, or in some cases, the body's defenses would take over and fight the cancers. But, you know, I'm not recommending that women abandon mammograms, because they're still the best test available. Ultrasound is not a substitute for mammograms. And it's not covered by insurance as an initial therapy. It's usually an add-on to mammograms. So it's not going to substitute for mammograms. Thermography, I'm not a big believer. We simply need better tests. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
One of the topics I'm asked about frequently these days is men's health. Are there quality supplements that men can add to their daily routine that help address some of these questions? I'm happy to report that Protocol for Life Balance has come to the rescue. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a unique suite of supplements for men's specific health needs. Virility for Men, Raw Maca, Prostate B, and Ortho Multi for Men. Virility for Men supports endocrine function, Raw Maca supports healthy sexual function, Prostate B provides targeted nutritional and antioxidant support for the prostate, and Ortho Multi for Men is a comprehensive formula that delivers balanced nutrition for the support of optimal wellness and vitality. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Build, bot, borrow may be the winning formula as companies continue to step into an AI world.
A new CEO study from the IBM Institute for Business Value shows that successfully making this transition will hinge on closing the skills gap through a balanced approach of hiring new expertise, training current employees, using AI tools, and tapping external partnerships. More than half of CEOs are hiring for AI-related roles that didn't exist last year. CEOs also say that nearly a third of the workforce will require reskilling over the next 3 years. Kim Morick, IBM Global HR Technology Leader.
With the increasing demand for AI skills across every industry, now is the time for companies to prepare for the future by reskilling their staff and embracing new ways of working.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV. That's ibm.com/IBV.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer replacement service.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered.
Or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
This was super interesting, and especially to see that everything can lead to something else, like a cooking led you to be, you know, the founder, the president of a business, and even like your activities in high school, middle school, like led to this moment.
Adeline, what are you looking to do with the rest of your life? You have a sense of that?
No, not really, but I'm exploring a lot of interests right now, and I enjoy music and languages, so I think maybe something in that area.
Brett, somebody that's interested in languages and music, you think there's any hope for them?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, in our world today, everybody speaks different languages, and they work with people that speak different languages, have different cultures. That's great.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Fasting and caloric restriction are thought to be ways that we can improve our health, but also increase our longevity. It works in primitive animals like roundworms. There's even some evidence in mammals like mice that a lifetime of caloric restriction will increase longevity because, probably because it slows down metabolism. And it kind of puts you in a little bit of a metabolic hibernation state. And some of the longest living animals, like tortoises, for example, these animals are very lethargic, right? But that, you know, then they're like 200 years old. So it's like the tortoise and the hare. Slow and steady wins the race. But there's an article here that is making its rounds that's an interesting article. I discussed it on a podcast recently where we discussed fasting and caloric restriction. Potential downsides of calorie restriction. So, you know, you may say, well, yeah, let's all do calorie restriction and we'll live longer. Well, A, it's no fun. It's, I mean, try to reduce your calories by your daily caloric intake by 25%. The authors of this study summarize the effects of calorie restriction on wound healing, cold sensitivity, bone health, even brain size and cognition, reproductive performance, because you can, you know, lose your fertility, or you can lose your testosterone and have poor sperm quality. And there's also infection, susceptibility to infection. People who are hungry or starving are more susceptible to infection, but paradoxically they may live longer. Not to mention the effects of hunger itself. Hunger is something that is debilitating. It's a debilitating thing. If you're hungry all the time, and many people, you know, historically have been hungry all the time, they are preoccupied with food finding, and that is a tough way to live. And most of us are free of that burden, because most of us have meal security. We know where our next meal is coming from. There are pockets in the United States where meal insecurity is a thing. But they say here that it's no picnic, calorie restriction. But here's a proposal. High-fiber diet mimics aging-related signatures of caloric restriction in mammals. Okay, they did a study. And what they did was they replaced a certain amount of the macronutrients, the protein and the carbohydrates and the fat in the diet, with fiber, 30%. So 30%, ultimately 30% less calories from carbohydrates, protein, and fiber. I'm sorry, carbohydrates, protein, and fat. And they found that they could duplicate the anti-aging benefits typically observed with caloric restriction. So that's also kind of a heavy load, because imagine instead of 30% of your calories, you put in some kind of fiber, or you eat super high fiber foods. Is that going to satisfy your hunger? Probably to a certain extent, you will get some of the benefits, but the suggestion is that a high fiber diet ultimately is beneficial for extending longevity to a certain extent, without inducing inordinate hunger, deprivation, or damage to your brain, your immunity, your wound healing, your bodily systems, or to reproduction. All right, well, thanks very much for joining us. It's been a great program. I really love your questions. 877-726-8255, the place to go. You can shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements in my Pulse Group dispensary, GearHoffmanStore.com. And take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Follow our podcast on your favorite podcast app. Subscribe to our newsletter. Follow us on social media. And have a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoff. You heard us talk about the powerful immune, supportive, and anti-aging benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan tartary buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced, with a stronger immune system ready to take on whatever comes your way. HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. To learn more and to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate.
Are you responsible for taking care of your parents? You love them and you'd do anything for them. Well, what happens when one of them gets hurt on the job and can't go back to work? The money stops, but the bills in life, they don't. Your parents are entitled to Social Security disability benefits, but doing the paperwork, that's complicated. It's a full-time job. The smart thing to do is call this special toll-free number. They'll work directly with the Social Security Administration, do all the paperwork, and make sure your parents get their disability checks faster than you can ever do it on your own. Guaranteed. If one of your parents got injured on the job and can't work, they're entitled to receive the money they need until they can get back on their feet. It's free to learn more, so call right now.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump announces a new trade agreement with the European Union as the biggest of all deals. Speaking in Scotland Sunday, the president said it will set tariffs at 15%. The head of the European Commission said the agreement will rebalance trade between the two partners. The president said the 27-member EU also agreed to purchase $750 billion worth of energy and $600 billion worth of investments in the U.S. Your bank account could soon benefit from President Trump's tariff policies.
President Trump says he's thinking about using some of the tens of billions of dollars of tariff revenue the U.S. is gathering to provide rebates to Americans. He told reporters before leaving for Scotland that the big thing is paying down the debt, but added, quote, a little rebate for people of a certain income level might be very nice.
Correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. U.S. Treasury data shows the country took in about $64 billion in the second quarter of 2025. That's dramatically more than the Biden administration took in the quarter last year. Violence in Syria, pitting the Islamist-led government against members of the Druze community, has put a spotlight on the small but influential minority. Straddling Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Israel, and the Golan Heights, the Druze occupy a special niche in the region's complex politics. Author and historian Michael Oren tells Salem Radio Network about the complex history between Israel and the Druze.
There's still issues of which we have yet to address, of inequality between Druze villages and Jewish villages. We have to address that in the future, but we have this commitment. And, you know, just because the British and the French came along about 100 years ago and drew borders across the Middle East doesn't mean that Druze living in Israel do not have close family members living in Syria. They do.
Author and historian Michael Oren. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
A promising new drug to prevent HIV is moving towards authorization in Europe, correspondent Jennifer King reports.
European drug regulators have given a green light to lenacapavir, Gilead Sciences' twice-yearly injectable drug to prevent HIV. The European Medicines Agency said the drug is highly effective and of major public health interest. Last year's study suggested the drug is close to 100% effective in stopping transmission. In the U.S., it's been authorized by the FDA back in June. The executive director of the UN AIDS agency has said the drug could change the trajectory of the HIV epidemic if it is made available to everyone who needs it. I'm Jennifer King.
Former North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is hinting at a 2026 Senate run. He spoke at a North Carolina Democrat Party unity dinner Saturday night, telling everybody who planned to run for office next year to stand up. He followed that saying, I'm not sitting down, am I? Republican Tom Tillis announced he would not seek re-election. News and analysis at townhall.com. A more favorable view of the Supreme Court.
A survey from the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research shows about a third of U.S. adults have hardly any confidence at all in the court. That's down from 43% 3 years ago. About half of Americans have some confidence in the court, up from 39% in July 2022. It's mainly Republicans and independents who are responsible for the increased confidence. But even among Democrats, the percentage saying they have low confidence in the high court has dropped from 2022. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Michigan authorities say a 42-year-old man walked into a Walmart and stabbed 11 people in Traverse City. Six are in critical condition, five listed as serious. Officials seeking to file terrorism and assault with intent to murder charges against the suspect. A Walmart shopper armed with a firearm detained the suspect with the aid of other shoppers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us. What's
one roof. So anything that, you know, don't just say, well, I don't need to talk about wealth. You may have another problem or issue you want to talk about.
Absolutely. And you've created a very broad, diverse team with a lot of specialists available to help, you know, all of your clients in one area or another. So, yeah, you've done a really great job with that. So.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. So let's talk about the energy. And first of all, I have to start off by saying this is not a political statement.
Yep.
I just want to try and cover the black and the white and the cause and the effects of what's going on in Washington, D.C. when it comes to our energy. And one thing that is nice is I think the whole country is unified behind the fact that we want to have good, clean, pollution-free as much as possible.
Yep.
Energy the whole way across.
Yes.
The difference really is that, you know, one side of the political aisle is, you know, pushing hard for clean renewables with wind, solar, geo, battery storage, and kind of at the expense of what we've been using for the last, you know, 100, 150 years on the fossil fuels.
Yeah.
And then the other side of the political aisle is like, hey, we're not to where we can afford to go nothing but clean because it'd break our economy. We're in all of the above camp right now, but we would all like to see in 30, 40, 50 years be totally clean, renewable resources.
Sure.
It's just a matter of timing.
I think most reasonable people think that way.
Yeah, I think so too. But again, I'm trying to not get political.
Sure.
But I think we all want to eventually get to where, you know, if the wind and the solar would cover everything or hydro, then great.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just not there yet. So.
Mm-hmm. No. And so, the energy pieces to this, President Trump is trying to stop the government from taking political sides. So the last couple of administrations gave a ton of tax credits and deductions to new energy resources, clean energy resources, at the expense of the taxpayers.
Yep.
And trying to push that. And then they also had put some road bumps and additional regulations against, like, coal, for example. In fact, it's one of our political candidates a few years back wanted to totally close down the coal industry.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So that's not smart. And then, we 4 years ago, we shut down some main pipelines.
Yep.
that caused. And so right now, where we're sitting at, we're paying about $1.20 a gallon more for gas than we did, you know, 2019, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, fuel, and the reason I get so excited about it because from the stock market standpoint, investments on our clients, fuel, you know, is the problem with inflation. I mean, fuel flows through everything that we touch by
every
use.
Single thing. Yeah.
Right. And so when you're paying $1.20 a gallon, which is, you know, what, 40% higher than it used to be, that means that's a direct flow to, you know, our grocery stores and everything else that we're doing. So that's why this is so important. But anyway, so the new bill, what they've done is they're phasing out a lot of these tax credits and deductions to the clean energies, and they're also reducing some of the regulatory environment that's been, you know, of trouble to coal and to getting refineries expanded and more up to date and pipelines and, you know, things like that. So those are really, really important.
And I've always been a fan of, and there's nothing wrong with governmental, you know, subsidies to try to kickstart some of these technologies and that sort of thing. But I am a huge fan of let the private market develop that and turn it into something that is affordable and replicatable around the country and let the private market do that. I think the private market will do a much better job than the government trying to insert itself into that effort.
Yeah, I agree on a whole on that. You know, there are certain circumstances, you go back through history, and there are some issues that really needed to happen that wouldn't have happened if the government hadn't stepped in and
sure.
get it started. But I'm not a big fan of the government putting the finger on the scales of balance for very long, you know, if at all. So yeah, I agree. You know, one thing that's kind of funny about the, you know, again, it's such a political topic, and depending on what news channel you get your sources from, you know, some of them are even the reports we've seen, early reports on this OBBA program is that, oh, this is going to be catastrophic to jobs, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, the reality of it is it will reduce jobs probably in these ones that were tax subsidized, solar, wind, geo, these type areas.
Yep.
But if you think about it, if they deregulate or reduce regulations and problems with coal and, you know, fossil fuels and pipelines and all that, that'll get those jobs going again.
Correct.
So yeah. I don't see it as a net loss of jobs. I see it as a shifting, and our economy is always shifting to whatever the next new thing is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really see the jobs as being a problem here, although you're going to hear that scaremongering from a lot of the news outlets out there.
And that's the politicization
right.
of all these topics. And it kind of drives me crazy, frankly. So
yeah, yeah. So the one biggest thing that came from this, and our viewing and listening audience probably isn't going to really see the effect from this, but they would have seen it if it didn't get done.
Yep.
So President Trump and his first administration enacted a major tax reform and tax cut. That was scheduled to sunset this year. If it was allowed to sunset, the average American's federal tax piece of their paycheck would have gone up by 22.4%.
Ouch.
That could have very easily thrown us into a recession.
Yep.
I'm not saying recession is unavoidable or that this is, you know, going to keep us from getting into a recession at some point, but that would have been a real big problem if all of a sudden your paycheck is down by, you know, in some cases, hundreds of dollars per payroll. That's money not going into the economy. That could have thrown us into a recession pretty easily. So that was one of the best things about this, in my opinion, is they extended these, made those tax cuts permanent. So really important.
All right. If this is catching your attention, if you have questions about this, if you'd like to reach out to Bruce and his excellent team at Rally Wealth and Benefits, give them a call, 913-308-0277, toll free, 888-241-2361, online at rallywb.com. And I'll tell you what, Bruce, I think there are a lot of listeners out there that are just unaware of some of the, just like you said, we're going to keep this black and white and just the facts.
yes, Joe Friday.
It's very much appreciated. So, Bruce, we'll pick that up on the other side. Let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. Because of the one big beautiful bill, I don't have to pay taxes on Social Security anymore. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The estimate is somewhere around 60% of the people that are on Social Security, that this will help them to a great degree. So
okay,
maybe eliminate that tax altogether.
Yeah. All right. We're speaking with Bruce Glenn. He is an expert in all matters financial. He's a senior wealth manager and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits in Kansas City, 913-308-0277. Toll free is 888-241-2361 and online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, let's continue our conversation on the one big beautiful bill.
Very good. So I'm going to kind of just roll through some other, you know, bullet points that, yeah, I feel like are kind of some of the bigger ones that are in the bill. And again, the details are still kind of unwinding out, yeah, of this, and there may be some challenges to some of it. And you know how Washington D.C. is. You know,
yep.
But anyway, so just kind of touch again. I already mentioned this earlier, but the SALT tax. I think this is one of the two most important items for our listening audience. Is that state and local tax cap of $10,000 that was implemented probably what 8, 10, 12 years ago,
mm-hmm,
is now raised to $40,000. So that's going to mean, from a tax planning standpoint, itemization. A lot of people went to just using standard deduction. Now the reason to itemize may increase for quite a few people right there.
Because that's going to raise the taxes a little bit.
It gives you the ability to deduct more of your interest and property taxes, okay, beyond that $10,000 limit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, which, you know, caps a lot of people out, and then you just, you know, you what used to be deductible wasn't. So now a lot of that will become deductible again, okay, which helps. So this is interesting. So, again, President Trump, he's pro-American, America first. This is a good example of that. So there's a car loan interest deduction in the bill of up to $10,000 on interest, if it's a U.S.-built car. Now, the real question is, well, what is a U.S.-built car?
Yeah.
And so we believe it's designed to be cars that are completed in the U.S.
So they can be assembled in the U.S.
Yeah, maybe a Nissan in Tennessee or Kia, where, you know, I don't know where all the different plants are, different cars. I know Nissan's I run through one of those. It's huge down in Mississippi when I drive through that area. But anyway, that's the point there is that there will be an incentive to buy American on the car front. And then, charity, and I like this a lot. So charity really took a back seat after some of this previous tax reform bill or inflation, whatever they call that bill, did. But there, now they're going to implement where charity you can do your 1,000, 2,000 joint starting in 2026, and there's no income phase out for it. So that's going to help churches and non-for-profits quite a bit. And I'm not really getting all the way into that one, but there is a lot of advantage to charity that this bill helps out with, which I'm glad to see that as well.
Good.
The estate plan, so this is kind of like the taxes that were going to expire and would have gone way up. The estate planning or estate taxes were going to expire also. And so this extends the $15 million and the $30 million for, couples for the, very few people that fit into that category. But there's a lot of people that fit in at some point that would, because it would have gone back, I think, don't hold me to this, but I think it would have gone back to like $600,000 or anything above that would have been subject to tax.
Oh, boy.
Which is crazy, right?
Yeah.
And so most people would have fallen into that situation, just your home. And so that's going to make that a lot better for families to, be able to keep their wealth in their generations to come category. So I like that. There's also a newborn. The United States is going to give parents with a newborn a deposit into a savings account, and then the parents can put some money with that also. So they're trying to incentivize birth rate. And I know it sounds kind of silly, but you think about China. China has this big goal of becoming the number one economic engine in the world. Well, China has a big problem. Their birth rates are very, very low, and they've got a lot smaller population base of younger people supporting the older people. And that's a trickle-down effect that gets worse and worse and worse if you've got a big disruption in your population base. And we've had slowing population numbers also. So they're trying to incentivize that, or at least make it a little bit easier for new parents.
And they're also incentivizing starting to save on behalf of your newborn child from day one. And that pays off in buckets later on, saving for college or, your first home or whatever it might be once that child is grown. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and then there's another one of these things. So this is kind of a funny thing that a lot of our clients and a lot of people try and walk a fine line. If they retire before 65 and you've got the Obamacare available to you, there's different levels of tax credits that go towards them getting their premiums on the health insurance to a low manageable level. And they have to have a certain level of income, and the government offsets a lot of the cost. So that's actually going to stop in 2026. So the game of playing that is going to come to an end, fortunately or unfortunately. I guess fortunately from a tax standpoint for the government, but unfortunately for folks who are in that situation where they want to retire early. And COBRA only carries you so far, and then now you've got a problem. Like, how do I get my health insurance? And then if it costs you the full cost of it, that could hurt a lot of people in that regard.
Yep. And COBRA is pretty expensive because, even for that period of time, you're paying the full freight on that health insurance, and your company is no longer subsidizing that. So
it
gets really expensive all of a sudden. It should be part of what is calculated into that decision of retiring early. So
yeah, 100%. And so, and one other potential effect from the OBBA is that we could take on some extra debt in the short term because some of these tax cuts are going to kick in until the trickle down effect kind of broadens the tax base. So the bond market could see some effect by that. So we're kind of watching that carefully, and we'll see where we take effect on that. What we do, we're kind of taking the short end of the duration on bonds just to try and minimize the federal reserve tax or the interest adjustments, and we'll see what this tax does as well. So we're going to keep pretty tight on our bond rates. So just kind of a reminder, during COVID, we got up to about 130% of GDP on our debt.
Ooh.
It's reduced a little bit down to about 120% on our debt, but we're still a debtor nation, so we need to get this further in control. I think the overall bill will improve that in the long run, but, in the short term, maybe a little bit of pain with it.
All right. He is Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits in Kansas City, 913-308-0277 or toll-free 888-241-2361 online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, thanks so much for taking time to give us a really nice overview of some of the highlights of the One Big Beautiful Bill. You did a beautiful job.
It's a beautiful day, baby.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
Thanks, Steve.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Watch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free. Activation is free. Shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. 800-721-1047. That's 800-721-1047.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now.
800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. So I've been talking to quite a few folks here recently. They're going to be searching for a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home. Now, that's a bad word in the business. They don't like the nursing home word or term because that comes with a lot of baggage. And I would remind the industry that's baggage well earned, but I will also give major credit to kind of taking care of that. And you don't see anything today like we used to see back in the day when it had very bad connotation and where all the baggage came from. So anyway, much, much, much improved, much better now, not even close. So if you're going to be searching for a long-term care community, this is the highest level of care that is available. And what does that mean? I refer to it as the medical model. So they can help you in all the ways that an assisted living level of care or an assisted living community can help with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, incontinence support, medication management, making all the meals for you, you know, all of those sort of things, plus medical needs such as wound care, such as pain management, urinary catheter care, feeding tubes, diabetic management with insulin injections, very heavy personal care. So if someone is just not able to help themselves and it takes two staff or maybe even a mechanical lift to help a person from point A to point B, maybe someone, and God bless them, if they're maybe even bedridden at that point because they just need so much care and they're not able to get up and get around. That heavy, heavy personal care is also provided along with all of the medical needs. So that's when you would need long-term care. And also, you know, many, many times the resident will have cognitive issues, cognitive impairment, and they can help out with that to a point. Now, if the long-term care community has a memory care neighborhood or memory care portion of the community, then they can help you with all of those medical needs as well as your cognitive needs and address the issue of potential elopement or wandering away from the building or the community, as well as, you know, overstimulation, all the other things that memory care would address. You can have memory care at the long-term care level, and you can have just what I term as just general care, just good old-fashioned general everyday care. So, again, it's that medical model. It's the highest level available, and it's also the most expensive. And there's more staffing in long-term care relative to assisted living or residential care or Home Plus, although Home Plus has really good staffing levels, actually. We're going to have a lot more RNs, a lot more LPNs, and just generally, overall, more staffing because guess what? The residents need more help. So that just makes sense. So on the pricing model, okay, it's a daily rate. At this point, you're paying a daily rate. It's not, you know, a 30-day, you know, month by month. Like most assisted living communities, it's a monthly charge of X dollars. So in long-term care, you have a daily rate, and then there are two types of rooms. So you have a shared room where you can have a roommate, and then you're going to have a private room, which really comes at a premium. See, by the time you need and make it to that long-term care level, it's mostly about the care that you receive and not much about your personal space at that point. Now, you can use a lot of the other spaces and areas within the community. And then your room is really more of kind of a bedroom type of a setup where you would, of course, sleep overnight, take naps, et cetera, hang out, read a book. You can stay in there as much as you'd like. But the idea is for that to be more of a bedroom type of a setup. And then you would use other parts of the building throughout the day for other needs and other purposes. So for that shared room, you have a roommate, okay, and in the Midwest, and I think these numbers, I think, are pretty applicable for most parts of the country. You're going to be anywhere from, you know, $275, $280-ish per day up to, you know, maybe $300 a day, $330 a day, $340 a day, right in there. And then the private room, again, this comes at a premium. Your private room is going to be maybe $350 to maybe upwards of about $500 a day. Take that times 30 and you're like, wow, don't wreck your car. don't spit out your coffee if you're listening to this in the morning. So it's very expensive. Now I'm asked all the time, now, isn't there a buy-in when you move into long-term care? No, absolutely not. It's a daily rate. Now, typically, they would want you to pay for that 30 days, you know, up front on the first day of the month. So you're writing a check for $9,000 to $15,000. If for some reason you should choose to move during the middle of the month, or if you should pass away, or for any other reason that you're not there in the building, they would prorate that. And if you had, you know, 15 days at $300 a day, they're going to send you a check for, what is that, $4,500, right? So that's how that works. But the rate is a daily charge. There is no buy-in. There is no entrance fee. There is not a community fee at this level. You just move in, receive care. And there's always a huge, huge question. And I address this all the time with my clients with Senior Care Consulting. I ask the very good question of, is there a chance that you might outlive your assets? And more often than not, the answer is, well, yeah, there is a chance. I mean, we don't know how long we're going to live. We have X dollars. We have our income of X dollars a month. We have these other assets that are available. We're getting ready to sell our house, and that's going to add to our asset base. So we could do some basic math and figure out that their assets along with their income would pay for example, a shared room for the next, you know, 48 months, 60 months, 2 months, whatever the number is, we'll do the math and we can get you pretty close as an estimate. But what happens if you should outlive your assets? Then what we're going to have to do at that point is make sure then to discuss Medicaid. At that point, you're going to need to qualify for Medicaid. And I like to refer to Medicaid as the safety net. That says if you should outlive your assets and you require care at that long-term care level, then the Medicaid program, they've got you covered. That's your safety net. They will end up paying, ultimately pay, the majority of your monthly cost each and every month once you qualify. So that's pretty incredible. Now, I have received over the years all kinds of calls from people saying, we moved into this place and we thought we were in good shape, and we figured, well, if we ran out of money, you know, we're going to get that Medicare thing or that, oh, whatever that thing is called, and we're good to go. And then we find out that the long-term care community we're living in, they don't work with Medicaid. So I guess we're going to have to move. Can you help us? Because we obviously didn't get this one right the first time. I've even had some people say, don't tell me, if we would have worked with you in the first place, this wouldn't be happening. And I said, well, I hate to say it, but it's true. It wouldn't have happened. With Senior Care Consulting, I'm a meticulous planner, and we plan for all of the potential scenarios, including what happens if you should run out of money. And most people are like, well, we wouldn't want to move. We would want to stay there and age in place. And that's yes, of course. So we will plan for that. Senior Care Consulting will not let you make a mistake. If that's resonating with you, maybe you're in a place and you have some questions and you're like, maybe we need to look at our options. Give me a call at 913-945-2800 and let's talk about that. I'm going to have a whole lot more about Medicaid coming up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one story at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
An unexpected gun rights opportunity, courtesy of Trump's big, beautiful bill. And we're asking the most important question of all. What is truth? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Culture and Christianity Podcast with Pastor Alan Jackson.
The devil wants to isolate us all. Yes. You don't leave them on that island of being victimized. And I really enjoyed that. I think you help people find their way to the place of grace. Jesus is a redeemer, and you are pictures of redemption. And I think that is so important.
Hear the full story on Culture and Christianity with Pastor Alan Jackson. Subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So you're looking at moving to a long-term care community. We talked about what it is, what it provides, the cost. And then we are addressing the question of what happens if you're living in long-term care and you outlive your assets. It's a huge question. And trust me, I get calls all the time from families who they were not aware of exactly how all this stuff works. And there was, a good salesperson. They forgot to mention things and the family didn't know to ask certain things. And then they're in a pickle. They're in a predicament. I get calls all the time. See, they said that my dad could live here, for the rest of his life, and now he's going to have to move because he's out of money, and I thought they would bill that Medicare, that Medicaid thing, and did they lie to me? And I'm like, nope, leave me out of it. I wasn't there. But here's the bottom line is you're in a private pay only community, or maybe they have an unwritten policy of you have to be able to privately pay for your own care for 12 months, 18 months, 24 months, could even be longer than that. And maybe you weren't aware of that or whatever the situation is. But the bottom line is you're out of money. You're going to have to move. And I've helped lots and lots of people. I've turned it around very quickly. I've helped them get out of kind of a bind, if you will, or a jam, if you will, and help them move to another community where it worked out just wonderfully, and they were able to qualify for Medicaid, and we just kind of move on past this whole thing. So Medicaid, again, is that safety net that says if you should outlive your assets and if you should need care at the long-term care level, we'll pay for the majority of it. So here's how that works. What you're going to do is and I'm just going to go on a quick overview, and then here in the near future, I have a couple of different elder law attorneys that I'll have on the show, and I'll have them explain it better than I can. But let me give you the basic overview here. So this program is designed to help pay the majority of your care when you're almost out of money. That's what it's for. So to get there and figure out how to qualify for it, you have exempt assets and you have countable assets. So your exempt asset, your house is exempt for now. There's a lot more to that story. But your house, you don't have to sell your house or somebody said we have to sign over mom's house to get. No, you don't know. You don't have to do that. I've heard that about 1,000 times, I think. No, you don't have to do that. The house is exempt for now. Take care of mom, then we'll deal with the house later. You can have a car. You can have an investment in a prepaid funeral plan, which is a great idea. You can have a small amount of cash value and a small life insurance policy, and then all your household goods, all the stuff in your house. Those things are exempt. Don't have to worry about that. You don't have to sell them. You don't have to, just don't worry about that. The countable assets, almost everything else. So just think liquid assets, checking, savings, money market, mutual funds, CDs, 401ks, IRAs, all this stuff. Okay. Those are countable assets. Now, each state could have slightly different rules. Okay. So for example, I'm broadcasting from our flagship station, and we're right here in Kansas City. So Kansas City straddles a state line. So part of it's in Kansas, part of it's in Missouri. There are differences. In certain circumstances, 401ks and IRAs of the community spouse on the Kansas side, they're exempt. They're off the table, but you have to count them in Missouri. And that could make a huge, gigantic difference for the community spouse, the spouse who will stay in the home. Okay. So, and again, I don't have a lot of time to get into all of these particulars, but think liquid assets, and you have to spend your assets down, your liquid assets down. Say you have $50,000 checking, savings, and maybe a small, like a CD or something like that. Okay. So you spend the money down. In the state of Kansas, you're going to be almost broke, down to $2,000, and then boom, you're qualified. It's just a black and white, you know, numbers test here. In Missouri, you can spend it down to $5,909. Boom, you qualified. In most states around the country, they're somewhere in this area. You're almost out of money, and then you qualify. That's the whole point of it. It's the safety net. That says we'll pay for the majority of a cost of long-term care when you outlive your assets. Now, I mentioned that community spouse. What if you have a couple, not an individual, where let's say the husband needs long-term care, and let's say the wife is staying home, still doing fine, living independently. Then in that case, you would determine the amount of liquid assets, and then you would divide that. Half on his side, half on her side, and it gets really complex, but the bottom line is he would spend his half down and qualify, and she would hang on to at least half. Now, there are ways to protect more than that. I'm not getting into all that today. Okay, so, but once you qualify for Medicaid, and they'll pay for a shared room, and they're paying the majority of the cost. Let's say your income is, you know, $1,500 Social Security, about $500 in a pension. You're bringing in a couple of thousand a month. You put most of that, not all of it, most of it toward the cost of care. Medicaid pays the difference, which is, you know, could be, you know, $7,000 or $8,000 a month. So with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, a big part of the initial assessment and discussion is how are we going to pay for the high cost of care? And we look at everything. We'll look at assets available, assets that could be liquidated and become available for paying for care. We look at your income. We look at long-term care insurance policies. Now, I don't sell them, but I'm very familiar with them. And I'm very familiar with the insurance world in general. And so I can take a look at your policy, tell you exactly how it works, what it's going to pay, and when the benefits kick in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, we'll look at that. What if you or your loved one is a veteran? Can you or they qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit? We're going to have a discussion about that. And we're going to see if we can get you a really nice benefit as a huge thank you for serving our country to our veterans. So this is a big, big part of it, along with a lot of other moving parts with Senior Care Consulting. So if you're living in long-term care and you want to make a move to a different community, maybe if you're that you're in a community and if you run out of money, it's not going to, they're not Medicaid certified. This happens all the time. Or maybe you're going to move and you want to get it right the first time. You don't want to make mistakes. Reach out to Senior Care Consulting. We would be very happy to visit with you. We do offer a free consultation, 913-945-2800, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com, and we can definitely help you out with that search and selection process, help you get it right the first time. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. A manhunt is underway in Arkansas after two people were found murdered in a state park. State police say the bodies of a 43-year-old man and a 41-year-old woman were discovered Saturday afternoon on a trail at Devil's Den State Park. Their deaths are being investigated as a double homicide. Police are looking for a white male suspect believed to be driving a dark four-door sedan with tape covering the license plate. The United States and the EU agree to a trade framework setting a 15% tariff on most goods. Correspondent Ken Lorman has details.
President Trump announced the agreement after meeting with the European Commission chief. He described the negotiation as beneficial for both parties. The agreement includes major U.S. energy purchases and investments by the EU.
Some strategic products will have zero tariffs, but details are still being finalized. Former Missouri GOP Senator Jim Talent says it's likely the Senate Majority Leader will be forced to delay breaking for the August recess as Democrats refuse to confirm key Trump nominees.
What I think they ought to do is what, if I had to guess, Thune will do, which is he'll keep them in, moving nominations for a few days, and eventually the Democrats will come to some kind of an agreement, and they'll get a number of the non-controversial nominees, and then they can go home.
Talent says Majority Leader John Thune will have to play his cards carefully if he hopes to confirm Trump nominees and also allow members to break for the August recess.
Now, the constraint on Thune here is if Republicans start to leave, because, of course, he's got to have the votes on the floor. So he's got to make certain that he can hold 51 votes in Washington. But I feel pretty sure he can do that.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that. You can't go there. You can't play your favorite sport. You better sit this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms. One where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain, and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
Intel Corporation shedding thousands of workers, cutting expenses as its new CEO works to revive the struggling chipmaker's fortune. Bob Agnew reports.
In a memo to employees, CEO Lip-Bu-Tan said Intel plans to end the year with 75,000, quote, core workers. That's down from 99,500 employees at the end of last year through layoffs and attrition. The company previously announced a 15% workforce reduction. Intel helped to launch Silicon Valley, but has recently fallen behind rivals like NVIDIA Corporation. Bob Agner reports.
Scorching temperatures will affect millions of people in the southeast this week. Cities like Tampa, Raleigh, Orlando, Atlanta could all see record-breaking temperatures. The National Weather Service has issued a series of extreme heat warnings and advisories. The service also advised people to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. News and analysis at townhall.com. Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antony says the past 4 years of Biden policies, including sky-high inflation, resulted in a 20% loss in young workers' savings accounts.
Meanwhile, we've seen home prices absolutely explode. We've seen the interest rates on mortgages also hit the highest in literally decades. So all of this combines to create a situation where young people simply can't get ahead.
Antony says the dream of home ownership seems out of reach for many young workers these days.
Because now they can't even save more money for a down payment on a house because their rent is so high, their groceries are so high, their transportation costs, their insurance is so high, et cetera. Young folks today are basically just on a treadmill.
Antony spoke with Salem Radio Network. The FCC approves the $8 billion merger of Paramount Global and Skydance Media. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
Stay informed with our county's most reliable news. Tune to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McLean News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief provides precise, local-only updates and compelling discussions critical to our community. Have a lead? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or reach out via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a DM. The Town Hall Brief, the authoritative source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera...
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
And there are these little tiny valves in the veins in your legs, and as you get older, the valves work less well, and the blood doesn't return back to the heart because it's pushing against gravity, and it stays in your lower extremities and your ankles, and then literally you get discoloration because this is actually iron deposits from the blood cells that are sticking around in your lower legs. This may result in pain. This may result in dangerous blood clots, DVTs, deep vein thrombosis, which can be dangerous, which can travel to the lungs and cause a fatal pulmonary embolus, but most often just causes discomfort and a tendency to have poor healing and sometimes chronic ulcers, which are difficult to heal. And so it turns out that they notice that Trump has maybe some discoloration and some swelling in his legs. It's pretty common in individuals in their late 70s. It's probably more the rule than the exception. And they did a big workup on him because, yeah, it could be a serious problem. It could put him at risk for a serious blood clot. So they did a Doppler, a test which measures circulation. And indeed, they found he had CVI, chronic venous insufficiency, which, to some extent, the potential for blood clots is alleviated by the fact that he's taken aspirin. In fact, it was noted during his physical exam that he had bruising on his hand. He does a lot of glad-handing and handshaking. And because there's a blood thinning effect of aspirin, he had bruises around his hand. And they also probably suggested some simple measures like putting your legs up at night, using support stockings, which are pretty darn uncomfortable in hot weather. But he spends a lot of time in planes, and that is a risk factor too, because sitting around flying is set up for blood clots and can make the problem worse. So I use the opportunity to take a deep dive on some natural alternatives for chronic venous insufficiency in a comparative registry with 9 veno-active products in comparison with stockings. Okay? So they used a bunch of different things, and they found that pycnogenol worked the best, but it worked best in combination with substances that you get from citrus fruits, asparagus, capers, and especially were designated vitamin P. Now, there's no such thing as vitamin P. It turned out really wasn't a vitamin. It was premature to call it a vitamin, but they actually did research back in, I actually managed to find a 1949 publication that talks about this. It turns out that vitamin P was discovered in 1936. It was found that Hungarian red pepper and lemon juice contained a factor that could increase capillary strength and reduce capillary permeability. Permeability means leakage. And if you get leaky blood vessels, there can be water retention. But it turns out that, at first I thought it was vitamin C, but it turns out it wasn't vitamin C. It was these rooticides that they called vitamin P. Vitamin P stood for, named in German, Permeabilitätsvitamin. I forget the pronunciation right. Permeabilitätsvitamin. So vitamin P helps with capillary permeability in small blood vessels and is often incorporated in natural products, rutin, diosmin, hesperidin, for vein problems. There's also some literature on proteolytic enzymes, especially bromelain. Bromelain is a meat tenderizer. It's a pineapple extract that can be used to break down protein. And proteolytic enzymes also have a potential role to play in counteracting chronic venous insufficiency. There's also some research on natokinase, another proteolytic enzyme that is fibrinolytic. It can break down fibrin, which kind of has an anti-blood clot effect. It doesn't really thin the blood, but it can address blood clots. And, found research papers that say that natokinase represents an efficient and safe treatment, able to both prevent and treat patients with vascular diseases. There's also butcher's broom. I found a study, efficacy and safety of a butcher's broom preparation in patients suffering from chronic venous insufficiency. Horse chestnut is big. There was a Cochrane Library review, and they're very skeptical of both conventional and alternative interventions. They often say, there's not enough evidence, they put things down. But here's what they say about horse chestnut. Overall, there appeared to be an improvement in chronic venous insufficiency-related signs and symptoms with horse chestnut compared with placebo. Leg pain was reduced, and also one trial indicated that horse chestnut may be as effective as treatment with compression stockings with very few adverse side effects. What about exercise? Well, walking seems to help because walking improves the pumping action of the muscles. What actually helps to pump blood back to the heart is the relaxation and contraction of muscles. So walking can be good, but what about running? Running, not so good. And I've actually had as patients runners, inveterate runners, long-distance runners, ultra-distance athletes, who have significant what we call brawny edema, which is dark discoloration of their lower extremities with swelling because of the effects of repetitive concussion on hard surfaces that may ultimately damage the ability of veins to pump the blood back to the heart. So elevate your legs, use compression stockings. There are various surgeries that can be used. Some of the surgeries for spider veins, there's superficial veins. It's more of a cosmetic problem. They can cause discomfort. They can be removed or they can be injected with a sclerosing solution that makes them kind of die off and disappear. For deep veins, a bigger problem because you actually have to go beneath the surface of the skin, deep under the muscle, to sometimes pull out these damaged veins. And if you overdo it, you will compromise circulation, which is probably the case with my dad. So here's a rundown of chronic venous insufficiency. I'll be writing about it in an upcoming newsletter article, and you can check it out at drhoffman.com. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage, and they're ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's forest camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back from Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Our number, we've got some recorded calls, which I'll get to in a little while, but here's yet another example why you shouldn't turn to the New York Times for nutritional advice. They have a traditional and deep-set aversion to natural products, and that bias is reflected consistently in their reporting. There's an article that came out this week. Can vitamin C and zinc actually boost your immune system? We asked experts which supplements have real benefits. The article written by someone whose name I've never seen before in terms of health reporting, Katie Mogg, who is described as a fledgling journalist – a New York Times 2024 fellowship class member. That's a program for journalists in their early careers. Well, you know, Katie, I mean, you can write good prose, but your research ability is lacking and your nutritional expertise is poor. And also journalistic skills, because what you did is you interviewed a bunch of people who are skeptical of nutrition without interviewing the other side, people who are proponents of supplements for boosting the immune system. And they recite here in the study, a new study published last week in JAMA, which found that about 1 in 9 U.S. residents used supplements to enhance their immune systems between January 2017 and March 20. So they missed the boat, didn't they? Okay, because look at the time period they covered. They just published this. It's 2025. The study period, January 2017 to March 2020. And what happened in March 2020? Let me see. Oh, yeah, everything started to close down. People started to freak out. COVID. So if 1 in 9 U.S. residents use supplements to enhance their immune systems before COVID, how many were using supplements to enhance their immune systems during and after COVID? So what they say here, they interview folks, they interview a professor of pharmaceutical sciences who says that while some nutrients such as vitamins A, C, and D, and zinc are needed to protect against germs, deficiencies in them raise your risk of becoming sick. But most people in the United States get vitamins and minerals they need through a balanced diet. That's kind of the old saw. It's like, just eat a balanced diet and you'll be fine. You don't need vitamins. And they say there isn't compelling evidence that supplements are useful. And yet another expert who's interviewed here is an outright foe of nutritional supplementation. He's kind of notorious for his viewpoints. Dr. Peter Cohen, who says that there are few high-quality randomized clinical trials about the efficacy of supplements for the immune system. He's a professor at Harvard. Well, just take a look at the literature. There are literally hundreds, thousands of studies that show the impact. Another doctor interviewed for this says you need to have a really healthy dose of skepticism when you're pulling something off the shelf. And then they recommend talk to a healthcare provider before taking supplements. What good is that when healthcare providers have scant knowledge about supplements? If your doctor says the supplement you want to try is generally safe, you could just try it out, said one expert, but you might be wasting your money, so says the New York Times. Folks, you've heard us talk about the powerful immune-supportive and anti-aging benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan tartary buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced with a stronger immune system. HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress. Dr. Jeff Bland is deservedly recognized as the godfather of functional medicine. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. To learn more and to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 for 20% off site-wide. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Build, bot, borrow may be the winning formula as companies continue to step into an AI world. A new CEO study from the IBM Institute for Business Value shows that successfully making this transition will hinge on closing the skills gap through a balanced approach of hiring new expertise, training current employees, using AI tools, and tapping external partnerships. More than half of CEOs are hiring for AI-related roles that didn't exist last year. CEOs also say that nearly a third of the workforce will require reskilling over the next 3 years. Kim Morick, IBM Global HR Technology Leader.
With the increasing demand for AI skills across every industry, now is the time for companies to prepare for the future by reskilling their staff and embracing new ways of working.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV. That's ibm.com/IBV.
A big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra Support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra Support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Extra Support Sleep and Calm wellness blends.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The Federal Reserve offices are getting a $2.5 billion renovation. For perspective, Jerry Jones built Cowboys Stadium for $1.15 billion.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title. I discovered my purpose. I found belonging. An unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And as I've said so often, 877-726-8255 is the number that you can call to record a question. And let's hear one of those. We got some great questions today, so let's hear one of those.
My name is Carol, and I'm from Manhattan. I'm taking Prolia blood test.
And the one thing that I was very low in this time was something called collagen C, telopetide, CTX. My value was 34, where it said postmenopausal women should have it between 177 and 1,015. Could you tell me what I could do to improve my collagen? Thank you.
Okay, so this is an example of what happens when you read your own blood tests and the doctor doesn't provide you with an interpretation of your blood tests. Okay, so let's go back to basics. Bone is living tissue, and there are two processes that are involved with bone to make good bone. And just as I would analogize this to, say, your wardrobe. You know, say you want a great wardrobe. So you need to continue to buy good clothes, but you also need to empty your closet of clothes that you don't wear or they're out of fashion or outmoded. And the same thing with bone. You have what are called osteoblasts that build up bone, and you have osteoclasts that break down bone in a constant process of what's called remodeling. You're remodeling your bone just the way you might be remodeling your wardrobe. And so if you have osteoporosis, you're sometimes given medications that build bone by slowing the process of bone loss. Okay, so you're going to block the osteoclasts so that you get an accumulation of bone. You're only going to get the bone building, and you're going to get less of the bone breakdown. All right? So there are tests that are what are called bone turnover markers. And bone turnover markers tell you how fast your bone is breaking down. And there are a couple of them. One is the NTX test. It's mostly done with urine. And the other is the CTX, which is the C-terminal telopeptide test, that looks for evidence of bone breakdown products in your blood. Okay? So the word collagen is in there. It has to do with collagen. But it turns out that it's the opposite of what you think. If your numbers are low, that's good. That's actually a sign that the medication is doing its job, because the medication slows the bone breakdown. What's normal in women who don't take these medications is higher, because women are losing bone. So your medication is actually, your Prolia is actually slowing the breakdown of bone. So where do these markers come in handy? Because some people haven't heard of these markers. Well, a lot of tests, a lot of assessment of osteoporosis involves looking at what's called the DEXA score. But the DEXA score is a snapshot. So an analogy there is, let's say you're trying to drive from New York to Philadelphia. Well, good luck, because there's a lot of traffic. But in order to figure out when you're going to arrive in Philadelphia, you need two pieces of information. One is where you are located. So you can use GPS to find out, you know, where are you? You know, are you halfway there? Okay, fine. But if you're traveling at a fast rate of speed or a slow rate of speed, that's going to determine when you arrive at your destination. And the analogy, the destination is getting osteoporosis or not getting osteoporosis. How fast are you moving towards osteoporosis? And your start point matters, because if you got a lot of bone, it's going to take you a long time to get to osteoporosis. If you have very little bone, you don't have very far to go before you have osteoporosis. And if you have a slow rate, which is measured by these bone turnover markers like NTX and CTX, you're not proceeding at a rapid rate towards osteoporosis. So you with a low number are not proceeding at a rapid rate towards osteoporosis. And so, I mean, the other thing in the car, the analogy is, it's your speedometer that's going to tell you how fast are you moving on the highway. And with those two pieces of information, you can determine when you're going to arrive in Philadelphia. So with the two pieces of information, your bone mineral density and your bone turnover markers, you can determine how you're doing, whether high risk or low risk. So if all it merely means is that your medication's working to tamp down on the bone resorption stopping the action of the osteoclast to break down bone. Now, here's one of the problems with this, behind all these bone density medications, is that they kind of work in an artificial way. They may change the way that bone remodels itself, and you may overdevelop poor quality bone that looks good on a DEXA without remodeling, without the proper remodeling. And in fact, there's some studies that say that if your CTX is too low or if your NTX is too low, that might indicate that you've stopped the remodeling cold and you might be at higher risk of what are called atypical fractures, fractures that occur because, well, bone density is increasing, bone brittleness is developing. So these tests are infrequently performed. I've done them on patients to give them a snapshot. Because the other thing is you do a DEXA only every couple of years. It doesn't pay to look at it every 6 months or every year because DEXAs don't change very quickly. But what can change very quickly is the rate at which you're losing bone. And you can see how effective your therapy is by getting a baseline, like, how you doing? And then doing some kind of intervention, either natural intervention or using medication, and seeing if the rate of bone loss decreases. And if indeed it decreases, you're on the right track towards preventing a fracture. So there you have it. And not to worry. It perfectly what one would suspect when you take Prolia. So there you have it. Great question. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, I've always considered CoQ10 to be one of my core supplements. No question, it's a powerful antioxidant that supports energy production and heart health. Supplementing CoQ10 is especially important if you're on a statin because statins deplete CoQ10 levels, but not all CoQ10 supplements are created equal. Many brands fail to deliver the full benefits, but there's new research that shows that NT-factor lipids will improve the utilization of CoQ10 by more than 200%. That's why Nutritional Therapeutics created CoQ10 with NT-factor lipids. It's a breakthrough formula scientifically proven to repair and restore your mitochondrial membranes because when they're healthy, your body can fully utilize CoQ10. I don't go a day without NT-factor. Together with CoQ10, it's a powerful combination that helps you feel your best. And it reduces fatigue and signs of aging. For a limited time, buy one bottle of NT-factor with CoQ10 and get a second bottle free. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And don't settle for ordinary CoQ10. Upgrade to the formula that I recommend, NT-factor with CoQ10. All right, this is a bizarre story. And you may have heard about it because it made quite a splash. Man dies after being pulled into an MRI machine. All right? This is crazy because MRIs create a high degree of magnetism. They are magnetic resonance imaging machines. And they create a very strong magnetic field that literally moves atoms and molecules in your tissue. And then through crazy tech that I don't really understand, an image is created, but you're literally shifting around these molecules and atoms because they are attracted or repelled by magnetism. So you go into this magnetic, essentially kind of a magnetic cage or magnetic ring, and the machine goes on and you hear funny sounds. And a bunch of images are taken. And the images are amazing of your soft tissue, not just your bone. You can really differentiate between all the different structures within the body. But having had an MRI once, I had a knee problem and I went for an MRI. They found I had a torn meniscus. They are very careful. They say, go to the changing room, but absolutely take off anything that's metal. So no metal jewelry, you know, put your keys, you know, leave your keys in the closet, and, you know, you wear a gown and then you go to the room where you get your MRI. Apparently, this guy, a 61-year-old man, was pulled into an MRI machine while wearing a metal chain. Whoa. How in the heck did that happen? Well, officers responded to Nassau Open MRI. That's right near where I live here in New York, following a 911 call, and were informed that the man, quote, entered an unauthorized magnetic resonance imaging room while the scan was in progress. The male victim was wearing a large metallic chain around his, it must have been like a big honking chain. Not just like a little chain, because a little small thing, I don't know, it might start to levitate towards the MRI machine, and then you could just pull it off, and it'll slam into the MRI, maybe damage the MRI. But he was literally pulled into the machine, which resulted in a medical episode. He was transported to a local hospital in critical condition, and he subsequently succumbed to his injuries and was pronounced dead a day later. So, whoa, what is up with that? It's just a crazy illustration of how powerful these magnetic fields are. And these machines are very expensive. They're very large. They also are big energy consumers, and they have to have elaborate cooling because of the energy that's generated in creating these powerful magnetic fields that are switched on and off. And that's why you hear that kind of like clunking, clanking sound that's annoying during an MRI. Yikes. I can't remember when that's ever happened. I mean, I've heard of, yeah, like, don't put an oxygen tank in the MRI room, okay? Because it's going to be like a torpedo pulled right into the MRI machine, causing enormous damage. But a guy being pulled into an MRI machine, oh my goodness. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Chocolate lovers rejoice because there's more good news about chocolate. And I'm a big fan of chocolate, dark chocolate. We've had a sponsor recently who makes a high-quality dark chocolate rich in flavanols, which have beneficial properties for the circulatory system, for the brain, and for recovery. Flava Naturals is the company. And so here is a study entitled Subchronic Consumption of Dark Chocolate Enhances Cognitive Function and Releases Nerve Growth Factors. Wow, I'll take some of that. And what's interesting is they found not just acute effects, but lasting effects. So, small study, but they used a bunch of different ways to assess the benefits of chocolate consumption. And it was dark chocolate. So, 18 healthy young subjects, aged 20 to 31, were randomly divided into two groups. There was a dark chocolate intake group and a control group who consumed white chocolate. So white chocolate confers none of the benefits of dark chocolate. It tastes good. It's got a lot of sugar and some fat and delivers a lot of calories, but without the benefits of dark chocolate. The subjects then consumed chocolate daily for 30 days. Tough job, but they had to do it for the sake of science. Blood samples were taken to measure levels of theobromine. And I don't know, I guess, is it Greek? I think it's Greek, not Latin. Theo is like theology. It's like God. Bromine. Bromine is like it's like drink of the gods, literally translated. It is a methylxanthine chemical. It's similar to caffeine in some ways, but it is thought to be one of the things that enhances mood and brain function that's derived from dark chocolate. They also measured nerve growth factor and something called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, which we talk about frequently. Exercise increases BDNF, but they don't have a drug that increases BDNF. But it turns out that chocolate increases BDNF. We call it kind of a miracle grow for brain cells. They also measured prefrontal cerebral blood flow. That's cool. And they measured the levels of the chemicals and cognitive performance. They found that the dark chocolate group had enhancement of cognitive function, not just during consumption of the dark chocolate, but for 3 weeks after the end of the chocolate intake. By contrast, white chocolate consumption did not affect nerve growth factor and theobromine levels or cognitive performance. These results suggest that dark chocolate consumption has beneficial effects on human health by enhancing cognitive function. So, you know, how do you get this? Well, you need high-test dark chocolate. You know, milk chocolate won't do it because milk interferes with the uptake and absorption of the beneficial flavanols. So it turns out that cocoa also contains epican and catechin. These are substances you find in tea. So, you know, these natural products, they deliver a multiplicity of different active compounds. Theobromine is kind of interesting. It is a phosphodiesterase inhibitor. Well, so is caffeine. And it increases levels of cyclic AMP, which is something that drives energy and stamina. So the research today, we recently showed that the theobromine-fed mice and rats perform better in memory tests, too. So, yeah, pretty cool results. Makes us more confident that chocolate is the real thing. So this item has to do with black coffee. And black coffee, too, has been associated with significant benefits. Black coffee, longer life, the science behind your morning perk. This study published in the Journal of Nutrition, consumption of 1 to 2 cups of caffeinated coffee per day. And a lot of people, you're very proud to say, I avoid coffee or I avoid caffeinated coffee. I'm just drinking decaf. I drink decaf merely because I get too jazzed up from coffee. I don't avoid caffeine entirely. I have a cup of tea in the morning. I'm probably getting a little bit of caffeine even from my decaf because decaf is not entirely decaffeinated. And I drink a lot of decaf, so it probably adds up to a little bit more caffeine. So I probably get the equivalent of 1 to 2 cups of caffeinated coffee per day via the tea and the decaf I drink. It turns out that black coffee and coffee with low levels of added sugar and saturated fat were associated with a 14% lower risk of all-cause mortality compared to no coffee consumption. They say they couldn't say anything about decaffeinated coffee, but they say that might be due to the fact that there were fewer participants in the study and they didn't achieve statistical significance. But there are natural compounds in decaf that are beneficial as well. These caffeic acid and the polyphenolic substances that are present in coffee, or even without caffeine. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Robert Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
An unexpected gun rights opportunity, courtesy of Trump's big, beautiful bill. And we're asking the most important question of all. What is truth? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Culture and Christianity Podcast with Pastor Alan Jackson.
The devil wants to isolate us all, you don't leave them on that island of being victimized. And I really enjoyed that. I think you help people find their way to the place of grace. Jesus is a redeemer, and you are pictures of redemption. And I think that is so important.
Hear the full story on Culture and Christianity with Pastor Alan Jackson. Subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump received a warm welcome when he arrived in Scotland, with people lining the roads to greet him. He took some time to play golf at his course on the Scotland coast, and he also expressed his concerns to reporters about the out-of-control immigration in Europe.
You're allowing it to happen to your countries, and you got to stop this horrible invasion that's happening to Europe, many countries in Europe. Some people, some leaders have not let it happen. And they're not getting the proper credit they should. I could name them to you right now, but I'm not going to embarrass the other ones.
He's talking about Hungary and Poland. Author and historian Michael Oren tells Salem Radio Network that Israel must protect their Druze allies in harm's way in Syria.
Just as Israel would send its soldiers out to defend Jewish communities that are in danger abroad, so too we must defend the relatives, the blood kin of our members of our blood covenant with the Druze people. So this Israel is doing it with honor in the face of some international criticism, even criticism from members of the Trump administration.
In a Salem Radio Network interview, Dr. Oren says Israel's relationship with the Druze people has been difficult.
It's a complicated relationship, I must tell you. I fought in Lebanon for many years, and in Lebanon I fought against the Druze. The Druze were allied with Hezbollah for a long time. Now I don't know where they stand. The Druze in Syria are different in that way, in that they are very appreciative of Israel's help.
Fighting continues between Cambodia and Thailand, despite U.S. calls for a ceasefire. President Trump said Saturday that both Southeast Asian nations had agreed to a ceasefire in their border dispute, but skirmishes flared up along the front line again over the weekend. Thailand's acting prime minister said they agreed in principle to a ceasefire. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. See if we can get you out of pain by taking their 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF.
Hot and muggy conditions in portions of the southeast and the Midwest, highs in the mid to upper 90s with very high humidity. It's created uncomfortable and dangerous situations in several states. Forecasters say heat indexes have topped 110 in some areas. Meanwhile, strong storms triggered flash flooding in Iowa, but no reports of any fatalities. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
126 million people either affected by an extreme heat warning or a heat advisory. The difference there between those two warnings and advisories, the difference, of course, is the degree of the heat index.
He also warns that the worst of it may be on the way in the first portion of the week. High temperatures tomorrow, or today rather, could easily exceed 100 degrees in many portions of the eastern U.S. News and analysis at townhall.com. Well, more kids are turning to AI for advice, guidance, even friendship, and that is not a good thing.
About a third of teens say they had discussed serious or important issues with AI instead of real people. The study's lead author, Michael Robb, says the results should send a warning to parents, teachers, and policymakers. The largely unregulated AI industry is becoming as integrated with adolescents as smartphones and social media. Experts say many parents don't know how their kids are using AI. I'm Mike Hempe.
There's a Legionnaires outbreak in central Harlem, according to the New York City Department of Health. They say five cases have been discovered, possibly several others awaiting test results. Water is being tested to find the source. Health officials say Legionnaires disease, which is a type of pneumonia, is transmitted by breathing in water vapor that contains Legionella bacteria. More at townhall.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with The Whistler, and later resume the yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Duke Red Matter. Before Bob Bailey, another distinctive voice, Gerald Moore, alongside Betty Lou Gerson in this offering from February 10th, 1952.
I'm the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
And now for the Signal Oil Company, the Whistler's strange story, Little Red Book.
It was night, and it was Panama City, and the few passengers on the Augusta Queen were waiting for the big freighter to resume her voyage to San Francisco. Larry Layton was even more restless than some of the other passengers. Also, he was bored. He'd had little success in trying to strike up an acquaintanceship with an attractive young woman on board. And now, from the aft rail, he could see her going ashore with a portly little gentleman, clad in ill-fitting white linen. It's annoying, isn't it, Larry? What such an attractive girl can see in a man like that. And suddenly you decide that you must know. You flip your cigarette away, hurry to the gangplank, walk ashore. Once ashore, you follow the girl and her companion. See them turn down an alley in back of a warehouse. You walk to the entrance to the alley and then stop at the sound of their voices raised in anger.
You little cheat. So that's it.
That's why you've been playing up to me.
Stop it, Roy. You're all mixed up.
Not so mixed up that I don't know I've talked too much after a few drinks into the wrong dame.
Keep your voice down.
I'll teach you how to talk to Roy Tate, Julie. No cheap dame pulls anything on Roy Tate, understand? I'm going to... Julie, why? Oh.
You freeze back into the shadows, don't you, Larry? A moment later, the girl runs past you. You wait for a moment, make certain no one is approaching, and then move down the alley. The man who called himself Roy Tate is quite dead, isn't he, Larry? A knife lying nearby. You lean down and quickly search him. The inside pocket of his coat is badly torn, but his wallet is there and a considerable amount of money. Quickly you pocket it, then wrap the knife in your handkerchief. It would be dangerous if it were found on you, but you're reasonably sure it won't be. And it might prove quite valuable later. You return to the ship and walk briskly up the gangplank.
Well, Mr. Layton, you didn't stay ashore very long. Change your mind about going into the city, huh?
Well, I figure the scotch is just as good in the ship's bar and a shorter walk.
You're probably right, sir.
Oh, I am right.
Well, hello, Curly. Want to dance?
Sorry, baby, not in the mood.
Oh, nobody wants to do anything. A fine sailor.
Scotch and soda, Sam.
Sure thing, Mr. Layton. Go easy on the lady. She's feeling low.
You mean high. I don't remember her, Sam.
She came aboard here in Panama. Been talking to me a mile a minute. First voyage, she said. Nobody see her off. Lonely, no husband.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I like mine younger, Sam, and prettier.
Oh, there you are.
Thanks.
Well, is this more what you mean?
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
Here's the Miss Fraser.
Hello, Sam.
Still nothing for me, beautiful?
What?
Well, all this mileage together, not even a smile. Drink?
Thank you. The same as yours.
Oh, that's much better. Oh, Sam.
I'm on it, Mr. Layton.
Say, Mr. Layton, Miss Fraser. Can we make it Larry and,
Julie.
No.
Of course.
Mm. And I'm Marie.
Well, hello, Marie.
I'm sailing tonight.
You sure are.
Oh, now don't tease me, Curly. I'm just trying to have a little fun.
Sure, go on, Larry. Dance with the lady.
Yeah, but I'll
put on another...
Oh, fine thing. I'll do the same for you someday.
Come on, Curly.
Okay.
Cheer up. I might cut in.
Okay. Come to my arms, Marie.
Gladly, Curly. Gladly.
It's all quite different than before, isn't it, Larry? Julie's a different girl, and you're amazed at her calmness after what you saw her do to Roy Tate only a short while before. The moments in the ship's bar stretch into hours, as along with other passengers, the two of you wait for the ship to get underway. You and Julie are dancing together now, and you make several attempts to learn what it was all about. You also wonder what Julie took from the murdered man. As you recall that his coat pocket was torn badly. Perhaps it happened when she lunged at him, but you'd like to know for sure. One thing you do know. The girl in your arms can be as lethal and deadly as she is beautiful.
You dance very well, Larry.
Better than, Roy Tate?
What do you know about Roy?
Very little. I spoke to him a couple of times on the voyage down. By the way, where is he? Didn't he go ashore with you?
Yes, he did.
Oh. But he didn't come back with you.
No. Roy isn't going to come back, Larry.
Oh?
Well, he's meeting another ship.
Going back where he came from, you mean, huh?
Something like that. Let's not talk about him anymore.
Okay. Just wondered. I didn't see him taking any luggage ashore. Won't the purser think it's odd?
Luggage is ashore. Roy sent a message back with me.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted his luggage sent to the International Hotel, held for arrival. It's there now.
I see. Well, glad he thought of everything.
He did.
Funny.
What's funny?
You two seemed so, well, chummy on the voyage down, and now you don't even seem to miss Roy.
You want me to miss him?
No.
And why are you so concerned about him?
Okay.
What's okay?
Like you said, let's not talk about him anymore.
That's better, Larry.
Hey, wait a minute. Sam? Sam, is that sailing time?
Sure we're sailing.
That's right, Mr. Layden. Almost 12.
Come on, Julie. You want to go out on deck while she get underway?
No, thanks. I'm going to turn in.
That's a good idea. I'll go with you, Curly, and then we'll come back and dance till morning.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Marie.
You two fight it out. I'll see you in the morning.
Check.
Good night, Sam.
Good night, Miss Fraser.
Now, Curly, we got the whole bar to ourselves.
You and Sam have the whole bar to yourselves. I'm awfully tired, Marie, and I'm turning in, too.
Oh, nobody wants to have any fun. A fine city.
This is where I came in. Good night, Marie. Good night, Sam.
Good night, Mr. Leitner.
You go out on deck, wander along the rail, watching the deck crew as they work to get the ship underway. You know which stateroom is Julie's, don't you, Larry? 11B. You're still wondering if she took anything away from Roy Tate. There has to be a reason for murder. Outside of 11B, you pause and look around. No one is watching, and the porthole is partially open, the light from inside shining through. You glance in just in time to see Julie staring at an ordinary little address book, slowly turning the pages. You wonder if the book was Roy's and what it means. And you wonder further when you observe Julie carefully circling an address and then hiding the book behind a wall mirror. And then quite suddenly the light goes out. You leap back and hurry away. A few swift steps along the deck and you bump squarely into another passenger.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, Curly.
Oh.
Anyway, everybody's in a hurry, don't you think?
Yeah.
Everybody's either running after something or away. Don't you think so, Curly? Don't you?
Yeah, I suppose they are.
Now we all start running, Curly. We're getting underway. And it's too bad nobody wants to have any fun. This could be a very interesting voyage.
That's right, Marie. It could be a very interesting voyage.
You're listening to The Whistler on When Radio Was. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
And now, back to Bill Foreman starring in The Whistler on When Radio Was.
It's tantalizing, isn't it, Larry? The question mark that surrounds Julie Frazier. You know that she killed a man in a back alley of Panama, a man named Roy Tate. But you don't know why. You wonder if it hasn't something to do with a little red address book which Julie keeps hidden in her stateroom. And you're determined to somehow examine that book. But your opportunity doesn't come until the morning the ship approaches San Francisco's Golden Gate. You enter the dining room quite late to learn that Julie hasn't appeared for breakfast.
Good morning, Curly. Your little playmate isn't here. I'll have you all to myself.
Marie, the name is Larry.
It's Curly to me. I like nicknames, and I like you.
Good, good. I like you, too.
I'm glad, darling, because after little Julie gives you the brush off...
You think she'll give me a brush off?
Oh, yes. I've known a million like her. They always do. And when she does, you can come back to Marie. I'll make you forget all about her.
Hey, you know, I'm beginning to think you mean it.
Oh, I do, Curly. You're what I've always wanted. And Julie's just playing with you, I can tell.
And you're not.
No, I'm not. The minute I saw you, I knew you were the one guy I needed. I'm very determined to.
Marie, you amaze me.
Now you run on, knock dutifully on Julie's door, see if she's seasick or anything. I can wait.
Yeah, like I said.
Amaze you. Well, that's something. Curly, supposing I told you that I was a very wealthy widow.
Well, that's something, too. I've read about things like this,
yeah,
darling.
You don't believe me.
Oh, now, don't be hasty, Ted. I tell you what, I'm working on a deal. Now, if it falls through...
Then you'll come back to me? Uh-huh. How sweet.
Yeah, well, eat your breakfast and keep thinking about me.
Oh, I will, Curly. I will.
You shake your head as you leave the dining room. Marie is certainly a strange one, isn't she, Larry? But harmless. And you've other more important things on your mind. On the way to stateroom 11B, you see Julie approaching and hide behind a lifeboat until she passes. A moment later, you're trying the door of her stateroom. Find it open. Inside, you cross to the wall mirror, take down the little red address book from where you watched Julie hide it. Quickly examine the addresses inside. You find one carefully circled, and you copy it down. And place the book back in its hiding place. And then you freeze in your tracks, almost afraid to breathe.
Miss Frazier, it's the steward. Miss Frazier.
You hold your breath, hoping the steward will go away and not enter the stateroom and find you there. Finally, he does leave. You hurry back to your own stateroom. That afternoon, Marie bids you a tearful goodbye, insists on your writing down an address where you can reach her in San Francisco. And then later on, you're on deck with Julie as a tug pulls your ship slowly toward the docks.
Well, here we are. It's all over.
Doesn't have to be, Julie. I mean, can't I see you to your hotel?
No, Larry, I'm sorry. I have other things to take up my time in San Francisco.
Well, I guess Marie was right.
Marie?
She predicted you'd brush me off. Says that's when she's moving in.
Well, I'm not brushing you off, as you put it. I'm sorry, Larry. It's something I can't explain. Perhaps we'll meet again sometime.
Julie, if you're in trouble, if you need a strong-arm man...
No, I'm not in trouble. It's just that... Well, it's... Goodbye, that's all. It has to be.
Okay, Julie. It's like you said. Goodbye.
But you've no intention of letting Julie get away from you, have you, Larry? No. It's simply that you'll have to play things her way at the moment. As the ship ties up, you're the first ashore and make your way out to the Embarcadero and start down the street.
Cab, mister?
Yeah.
Here, I'll take your bag.
Thanks.
Where to, sir?
I don't know yet.
Don't know, huh?
No.
Oh.
You just sit a while, huh? You don't mind.
Why should I mind? So we sit, so you pay. I got to turn on the media, you know.
Oh, sure, sure. Hey, it looks like quite a town, Frisco, huh?
Please.
What?
San Francisco.
Oh, sorry. I was out here on the coast once before, about 5 years ago. Never got up here, though. Had business in Los Angeles.
L.A., huh?
Los Angeles.
Oh.
Nice town. Wait, start up.
Huh?
See that young lady over there?
Yeah, one getting into that cab.
That's right, there's $10 in it for you if you don't lose her.
I won't lose her. $10 says I won't.
You follow Julie's cab to a large downtown hotel. As you hurry inside, you see her enter the cocktail lounge. You slip into a back booth and watch as she slides the little red book across to the bartender, then turns and walks away. Your eyes follow her as she moves through the lobby toward the desk. Then you lean back and order a drink. You're still puzzled about that little red book, aren't you, Larry? What it means? Why she left it here? Then you decide it's time for a showdown. You finish your drink and then step across to the hotel desk.
Good afternoon, sir.
Miss Julie Fraser, please. What's her room number, clerk?
Miss Fraser, let me see.
I believe she just checked in. I'm surprised at you, old man, that you'd forget her so quickly. Miss F is a very attractive young lady.
I'm sorry, sir, but we have no Miss Fraser.
Now, look, she was here just a few minutes ago. Blonde, medium height, wore a tan coat, brown hat.
Oh, that young lady.
Yeah, that young lady. Come on, what's her room number?
Oh, she isn't staying here, sir.
But I saw her.
She merely wished to know the correct time.
But... thanks, Lowe's.
You hurry outside, but Julie is nowhere in sight. You've let her get away, haven't you, Larry? And you're certain now you've lost her for good. And you still don't know why the little red book is so important. Why Julie killed a man for it. However, there's still the address, isn't there, Larry? The address you copied from that little red book. The answer you're looking for could be there, couldn't it? You set out for that unknown address, glad you're carrying Julie's knife in your pocket in case you need a little protection.
Well, hello, Larry.
As they say so often, fancy meeting you here.
I've been expecting you. Come in.
Thanks.
Mr. Dowd, have a drink?
Yeah, scotch if you have it. Anything else if you haven't?
You're easy to please.
Not always.
Meaning what?
I'm very particular about women.
Are you?
Yeah, really.
Soda?
Yeah, soda.
You know, Larry, I must say I'm surprised.
Oh?
That it turned out to be you.
I thought a moment ago you said you were expecting me.
Well, I was expecting someone, but I didn't know it would be Larry Layton.
Not sorry, are you?
Of course not. Here's your drink.
Thanks. Not joining me?
No, later perhaps. Do you mind if I sit down?
Oh, no. Lots of room here.
Thanks. Tell me something, Larry. Did you expect it to be me?
Let's say I was counting on it. Very much.
Then you knew all along. Aboard ship, I mean.
Maybe.
Oh, silly, really. You could have saved yourself all this trouble. Why didn't you tell me then?
I was in no hurry.
Oh, weren't you, Dad?
Besides, you know, you weren't much help. To see you home, you fobbed me off with something about leaving it as just a shipboard friendship, remember?
Well, that's right. I did say that, didn't I? And so you had to go to the cocktail lounge, get my address, and here you are.
Yeah, here I am.
You have the money.
Money?
The payoff, darling.
Well, that's something we should talk over. Huh?
Talk over? Honor.
Now, take it easy, baby.
Look, the job's done. A deal's a deal. You were to bring the money to the address circled in the little red book. No negotiating, no questions asked.
Relax.
Sure, I'll relax when you hand over that $30,000.
$30,000? Oh, we could have an awful lot of laughs, baby.
We? What are you talking about?
A partnership. When we collect that dough, we'll split it.
When we collect? But I thought that you...
That I was the payoff boy? The happy chappy with all the folding stuff? No.
I see. Oh, Julie, how could you be so stupid?
Oh, no.
Now, look, handsome, if you think you're going to muscle in...
Think, I am in, Julie.
Are you really?
Yeah, we just sit here. Wait till the payoff comes along.
Oh, you fool, you've ruined everything.
I have, how?
The book when you picked it up at the bar. Don't you see? How is the party you're supposed to pay off going to know this address?
Take it easy, baby. I didn't pick up the book. I didn't have to.
What? But how did you know to come here? How?
Hadn't we better answer that?
Hello? Is that right? Yes. No, don't send it over here. I'll come and pick it up. Just
better change your mind, sweetheart. This knife might slip.
Wait a minute.
Do as I say.
Hello? On second thought, I think you'd better bring it here. Yes. I'll be waiting.
So the payoff is on its way over, huh?
Yes, but it won't do you any good. I'm not splitting that money.
$15,000 apiece isn't bad.
I'll keep the whole $30,000. You'll see.
I don't think you will, Julie.
Larry, please, that knife.
Bother you? Being so close to your lily-white throat, or you're just remembering what happened in Panama?
Panama? What do you know about
Panama? That guy Roy Tate was a sucker to trust you, baby. He's the guy who did the job, huh? Whatever it was, told you how he was going to be paid for it. You killed him for that little red book, circled your own address, knowing you'd get the payoff.
No, I didn't.
Sure you did, Julie. With this knife.
Where did you... Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I saw you. It's your knife, baby. I want you to have it. Always. I'll just take the whole $30,000.
For a moment, you're stunned, aren't you, Larry, at the realization that Julie Fraser is actually dead at your feet. Then the whole weird story whirls across your mind. The way Julie killed Roy Tate in the back alley of Panama. Your own confused wondering as to the reason. The little red book she took from him. The way she circled her own address instead of his. And now, finally, what it all added up to from the beginning. That Julie had found out how Roy Tate, the professional killer, was to be paid off. She hadn't counted on your interference, had she, Larry? No. And now you've put her out of the way, hurriedly hidden her body behind the Davenport. And it's you that waits in her quiet apartment for the payoff money. And finally...
Well, Miss Fraser has a boyfriend, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Look, Julie had to step out. We're working together. You can leave the dough with me, huh?
Oh, I think I better have a look around.
Hey, a badge. You're a cop.
Right, Slade, homicide. Wait there in the hall, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Well, what do you know? Come to pick up a murderess, find her dead, and the guy that killed her waiting for
her. Now, look, I don't know anything about that.
David Holler, the prince on the knife will settle that. I guess you don't know some other things. Sarge, bring Marie in here.
Marie?
Kelly. Oh, Curly.
I don't get it, Marie.
Oh, it's my fault, Larry. Curly, I'm the one who was meant to pay off for that Griselli killing in the East. The syndicate gave me the money and told me to come out here to make the payoff. Get the address from that little red book. Then I got ideas of my own.
Keep talking, Marie. Curly here seems to be very interested.
When Roy Tate left New York by boat for San Francisco, I figured he was a trigger man. So I flew to Panama, caught the Augustus Queen for San Francisco. I thought I could talk Roy into a 50-50 split of that payoff money, but
Roy Tate wasn't aboard.
He had been.
So I found out when we reached San Francisco. I read in the papers that a man identified as Roy Tate was found stabbed to death in Panama.
But how did you happen to tie Julie in with it?
I picked up the little red address book the way I was supposed to and called the phone number. When I recognized Julie's voice, I saw my chance.
To do what?
Get rid of her? Ditch the police off? She was getting the payoff? Oh, I didn't dream the cops would trace my call so quick and pick me up when I walked out of the phone booth.
But why, Marie? Why did you want Julie out of the way? She meant nothing to you.
No. But she meant something to you. I'm sorry it turned out this way, Curly. You see, I thought we'd have such good times, just the two of us, with that $30,000 of payoff money.
Featured in tonight's story were Bill Foreman as the Whistler, Gerald Moore, Betty Lou Gerson, G.G. Pearson, Harry Lang, Joe Forte, and Herbert Litton. The Whistler was produced by George W. Allen and directed by Robert Hafter, with story by Joel Malone, music by Wilbur Hatch, and was transmitted overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. The Whistler is entirely fictional, and all characters portrayed on The Whistler are also fictional. Any similarity of names or resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
A Little Red Book from February 10th, 1952. Gerald Moore's best-known radio work is playing Raymond Chandler's detective Philip Marlowe, and he was also a cartoon voice actor, heard as Reed Richards' Mr. Fantastic in the 1960s Fantastic Four animated series. Moore's co-star in that episode of The Whistler also did animated work. She was the narrator for Disney's Cinderella and played a very prominent villain role, which we'll talk about at the end of the show. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, it's the fourth installment of the five-part Johnny Dollar storyline, The Duke Red Matter, right after this break.
The fog is thick, the atmosphere is heavy, and the game's afoot once again.
I was wondering what to do when a covered van drove up with two men in it. They took something out of the van and carried it up the steps to the hall door. Mr. Holmes, it was a coffin.
World-famous consulting detective Sherlock Holmes and his trusted aide Dr. Watson roam the streets of Victorian London in search of clues to unlock each thrilling mystery in Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries.
Who has it, Watson? Why is it held back? That's the question that beats in my brain like a hammer.
Well, perhaps this mad wife of his carried it off with her. It could be in her house in Paris even now.
Yeah, but how could we search for it without the French police having their suspicions aroused? It's a case where the law is as dangerous to us as the criminals. Every man's hand is against us, and the interests at stake are colossal.
These 16 immortal adventures are adapted from the original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and produced by Jim French.
Do you really think the regular forces will be there in time?
If I did, Watson, we'd still be at Baker Street. The situation strikes me as so desperate that the most extreme measures are justified. We are, as usual, the irregulars, and we must make our own line of action.
Find out who done it in Radio Spirit's The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries. For a limited time, it's half price. Pay just $15.98. So go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 now and use offer code CLASSIC77 to save 50%.
You seem to have powers that are hardly human, Mr. Holmes.
This half-price offer will soon vanish into the London fog. So get The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CLASSIC77. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Amanda Capito is the author of Let's Talk Podcasting, The Essential Guide to Doing It Right, a beginner's guide on how to start up your very own podcast. And so we asked Amanda for tips on the best gear to get started.
In my book, I'm not talking about building your own studio by any means. This is meant to be for beginners. And so I'm just recommending microphones that I personally use. A lot of them are USB microphones that you just plug into your computer. And And I also have some recommendations around software and what people can use to record into.
Personally, I like Audacity for recording and editing.
So that is how I began, and I wrote that in the book. I did everything on Audacity for years. Again, I sometimes put upgrade availabilities, or I talk about what I used to use and what I currently use so that people are getting a range and they can make a decision what best suits them.
Let's Talk Podcasting is available on Amazon.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time for the penultimate episode of the five-part Johnny Dollar storyline, The Duke Red Matter. It originally played out back in January of 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for... Johnny Dollar.
You placed a call to the Universal Adjustment Bureau in Hartford, Connecticut?
Yes, I did.
We have Mr. Pearson on the line now. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Hello?
Johnny?
Niles. Ben Abbott's rating with Dun & Bradstreet is very good. He doesn't need any money. I still haven't determined if there was really an accident. Oh, and no one seems to know what happened to Thomas Warner.
Who's that?
The trainer who was supposed to be with the horse when Abbott destroyed it. When his father called me from Baltimore, he doesn't know where he is either.
Is that so?
Something just occurred to me, Niles.
What?
Abbott's claim was filed over a week ago, yet he hasn't threatened to sue us or go to the insurance commission.
Why, no. And that's usually pretty standard procedure with a man like Abbott.
It is. If he has a just claim. Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar. Location, San Pietro, California. To the Universal Adjustment Bureau, Universal Building, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Duke Red matter. I had a strong suspicion that the death of Duke Red, a racehorse, had not happened as reported. The one man who could possibly answer my questions was missing. He had left the Abbott Ranch in San Pietro without collecting a month's back pay and without telling anybody about his forwarding address.
Just a minute there, sir.
Hi.
Mr. Dollar.
Hello, Kelly.
Mr. Dollar, you can make this pretty hard for me. Mr. Abbott told me I shouldn't let you on the ground.
Well, no, you didn't strike me as the kind of fellow who took that order too seriously.
What do you want, sir?
I want Thomas Warner, wherever he is.
Well, he isn't here.
I know that, Kelly. I want to find out where he is.
Probably went home.
I talked to his father in Baltimore. His father hasn't heard from him.
Oh.
Wouldn't you like to know where he is?
Men come and go, Mr. Dollar. You're friends with them for a little while, and then you never hear from them again. I reckon that's the way we have to look at it. Now, maybe you better go now, Mr. Dollar.
Suppose he didn't want to go without saying goodbye. Suppose he didn't have a choice.
What do you mean?
I mean a man doesn't pass up a month's pay just to make a fancy exit.
We can't talk here, sir.
Where did Thomas Warner stay?
He had a room off the stables, his own place.
How about there?
All right, Mr. Dollar. You wait for me, sir.
I walked on down to the stables again and found the little apartment Thomas Warner had used for living quarters. The door was locked and I waited outside, looking over the workout tracks and the acres of rolling green turf that made Abbott Farms. A little while, Cully appeared.
I shouldn't be doing this, Mr. Dollar. Mr. Abbott would skin me alive if he knew I was having any truck with you after that big row you had with him yesterday.
Well, I'm not about to tell, Mr. Abbott, Kelly. I appreciate your help.
This is where Mr. Warner stayed all the time he worked, Mr. Abbott.
Uh-huh.
You can see for yourself. It's all cleaned out, not a stitch left.
Yeah. Did you happen to see Warner leave here that night?
Right after the accident, he was gone. Mr. Abbott came up to the house about 9 o'clock. He told us all that Duke Red had been hurt, he had to shoot him, and that he had taken care of the rest.
You mean destroying the carcass?
Yes, sir.
That's a pretty big job for one man.
Well, I believe Dr. Gorey helped him with it, sir. He was with Mr. Abbott.
Ah.
Then Mr. Abbott told us that Mr. Warner was to blame for the accident and that Mr. Warner wasn't with us anymore. Wonder if any of the others saw him actually leave the premises.
Well, now, we talked about that amongst ourselves. Nobody saw him go, Mr. Dollar. We thought it was kind of funny. Tom was a friendly, quiet sort of man, but he had a lot of friends here.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of disappointed us all, I guess.
Did he have many things in this room?
Clothes, mostly. He was a light traveler, Mr. Dollar. Horse training was just one thing. He worked on ships and in mining camps and lumber mills, I know that much, and he read a lot. Always seemed to be studying, finding himself.
Did he have a temper?
No, sir. No, sir. That's one thing Mr. Tom didn't have. Good horse trainer can't afford to have a temper. Even Mr. Abbott he could handle. All except that night, I guess. Mr. Abbott got powerful mad, I'm sure. Mr. Abbott is not an easy man to work for.
How long have you been with him, Cully?
23 years, sir. We were together in Maryland before he moved the stables to California.
His bad temper hasn't bothered you?
Mr. Abbott was different than he is now. I mean, when Ms. Abbott was alive. But then when she died and raising Miss Cherry, he hasn't had it so easy. I mean, easy with himself. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I think so.
I worry about Mr. Abbott, Mr. Dollar. He don't seem to run himself well sometimes. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Maybe Duke Red being gone now will help. Mr. Abbott counted on that animal a lot. Counting on a racehorse is not just being anxious overnight or for a week, but being anxious for years, from the time they're colts to when they first step out. Now he don't have that worry at all. Maybe it'll do him some good.
What about his other horses?
Them? Well, none of them like Duke Red. Not the same at all. They'll race and make money, but nothing like Duke Red.
Yeah.
Mr. Warner said he was a fine horse.
Tell me, what kind of a car did Mr. Warner drive?
Well, he didn't have a car, Mr. Dollar.
Well, how do you suppose he left here? He must have been carrying luggage.
I reckon so. He could have lugged him out the highway and flagged himself a ride or waited for the bus. They come by all the time.
Think he might have called a cab in town?
Didn't use a house phone. Maybe the one down in the stable office.
Maybe someone drove him in, Cully.
Miss Terry might have, sir.
Huh?
Miss Terry drove Mr. Warner around now and then.
Did Mr. Abbott approve of that?
No, sir. He did not.
We'll be back with more Johnny Dollar right after this short break.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
With the action-backed expense account, Johnny Dollar on WEN Radio Watts.
After my talk with Cully, I took a chance and hung around the stables trying to get a line on Thomas Warner. Ben Abbott's belligerent attitude seemed to permeate the whole farm. The horse handlers I talked with were grumbling and complaining. I was able to learn nothing from them. I decided to tackle Abbott himself again. He wasn't in, but his daughter was.
Well, you came around just the right time, Mr. Dollar. We haven't had too much excitement around here all day long. I think they're supposed to toss you out on your ear when you show up. That should be interesting. Would you like a drink?
No, not right now, thanks.
Not right now, thanks. Now, isn't that the end, the bitter end? So precise, so efficient, so determined, so anxious to do a good job. To be a sober, steady, substantial, expert bore. Now, what is it?
Who are you mad at, Terry? Tom Warner?
Why should I be mad at him? Horse trainer.
Because he left and didn't say goodbye?
Maybe.
You know, when I first came in this house 2 days ago, you were arguing with your father. I couldn't help overhearing it. Was that about Tom Warner?
Yes. Dad said he wasn't good enough for me. I'm all right now.
Something else that day. That business you were telling me about before. It'll have to be looked into.
Why, for heaven's sake?
Because you intimated that your father and Dr. Gorey might be lying about the whole thing? Do you realize that if there's any truth to it, your father'd be liable for criminal charges?
I know. I was just trying to put Dad in a bad light with you. It was just for good old-fashioned first-class spite. Him telling me about not seeing Tom and all. We've been arguing for weeks about it. When I saw you the other day, I thought it was a good chance to get back at Dad.
I see. Tell me about the trouble over Warner.
Why tell you?
Well, let's say I'm an interested party. I like you, Terry.
Well, Tom and I saw quite a bit of each other. Dad never liked it. I suppose because I'm all he has left. Mother and Bob, he was my older brother, were killed in an airplane accident a few years ago. Dad's always expected me to marry one of the Long Island horsey set, the turf, something, I don't know. Anything but a horse trainer. He's been looking for an excuse to get rid of Tom.
Your father doesn't strike me as the kind of man who would have to give an excuse to fire someone he didn't want around.
Well, he found an excuse. He blamed the accident on Tom. Do you think he's mad?
What's that?
Nothing.
Do you suppose your father will ever calm down so I can talk to him?
I don't know. The Abbotts have always been a terribly angry group of people, very emotional. There doesn't seem to be much of a let-up these days.
Terry, is that what you meant when you asked me if I thought your father was mad?
I suppose so. It's almost as if he's been on the verge of something lately, something desperate. His moods frighten me sometimes. They didn't used to. I don't easily frighten. But looking back, 2 years ago, Daddy bought a new car. We were out driving one day right after he bought it, and something went wrong. The gear shifter, some little thing. Well, Daddy was so angry, he just backed the car up and smashed it into a cement wall and left it. That was when he first frightened me. The first time that I can remember.
Have you been frightened much?
Since then? Oh, yes, many times. That's why Tom was so nice to have around. He never became angry. Never did things like that. Like the men I know. Tom sat quietly, and he let me sit beside him, reading, talking. I'm not that kind, really, of course, but I liked it with Tom. I liked it very much. You asked me about him, Johnny. Well, I'll tell you. If he'd come to say goodbye to me, there would have been no goodbye. I would have gone away with him anywhere. I was in love with him from the first day he came to work here. I still am. I always will be. Well, that's all there is to tell.
Did he know this, Terry?
Yes. And he knew I meant it.
I do.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
Constable in.
I'm in. I'm the constable. Tad Polk.
My name's Johnny Dollar. I'm from Hartford.
Mm-hmm. What's your trouble, Mr. Dollar?
Well, I'm worried, I guess, Mr. Polk. I walked around for a long time before I came in here.
Yeah. Sit down. And hardly anybody drops in this time of night, unless they're drunk. How about you?
Nope.
No, didn't think so.
Mr. Polk, I'm an insurance investigator. I've been in San Pietro 3 days now, trying to get the facts about a claim filed by Benjamin Abbott.
Mm-hmm. I suppose about his horse, Duke Red.
That's right, Mr. Polk. I can't seem to locate a man named Warner. Thomas Warner. Worked as a trainer for Abbott up until the day of the accident.
Go ahead, sir.
Warner and Abbott had an argument over the accident. Warner left. He was fired. His folks in Baltimore haven't heard from him, and they're worried. I can't seem to get a line on him myself, and I need to talk to him.
Yes, well, what exactly do you want me to do for you, son?
Help me find him.
You sure he's missing?
He isn't around.
You want to make out a missing persons complaint, is that it?
I suppose so, yes.
Yes, all right. Now, you just sign here.
All right. There. You guarantee results?
I might surprise you, mister. I'll let you know what happens.
Now, here's our star to tell you about the final intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, well, it all hinges on a decent man who knows he's loved and never said goodbye. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by John Dawson, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Part 4 of the Duke Red Matter from January 1956. We'll have the exciting finale at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Betty Lou Gerson in an episode of The Whistler. And I mentioned she also provided the voice of a Disney villain. It was in a 1961 feature-length animated film. I'll name it, and then wrap up when radio was, right after this.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer of Savings Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products. Go to radiospirits.com now to take advantage of this incredible offer. Don't let the Summer of Savings Sale cool off. Save up to 60% off thousands of radio programs, such as Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Dragnet, Burns and Allen, Nero Wolf, Six Shooter, and many more. Go to radiospirits.com today during our best sale of the season and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online. Hurry before the sun sets on this amazing Summer of Savings Sale. Get to radiospirits.com now and get up to 60% off every classic radio product during our best sale of the season. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
Rewinds.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more. Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK33. That's musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code ROCK33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we're talking about actress Betty Lou Gerson. I mentioned she was the voice of the villain in a 1961 Disney animated film. The answer is 101 Dalmatians. She was Cruella de Vil. I'm Greg Bell, and a reminder, take a moment and visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.